KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Is there a project on your to-do list? Do you need help solving a problem? You got a DIY dilemma, a decor dilemma, a challenge, you don't know which way to go? Well, we are here to take on those projects and so much more. But the first step is for you to reach out to us with your questions. So pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you know, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up some fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. That's right. Container gardens aren't just limited to houseplants. You can grow veggies in them all winter long. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
And are outside noises disturbing your sleep or your work? Well, you can minimize those sounds, whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, or loud plumbing. We're going to have some tips to help you get back your peace and quiet.
And as we head into the chilliest part of winter, we've got some ideas to give your fireplace a custom look with some easy-to-build surrounds to add some vintage charm.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
So let's get started. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Delaware, where Jim's got a question about renovating a bathroom. What's going on, Jim?
Trying to find the best way to replace my shower. The floor is really dirty. I got the whites. I need to replace it. I need to know, what do you recommend as far as material? I'm getting debates about acrylic versus fiberglass, etc. But you mentioned a thing, trying to figure out the best way, the cheapest way for me to do it.
You know, Jim, I think it really depends on, like, the level of involvement you'd like in this project and the amount of money you'd like to spend. Because if you're looking, I mean, truly, right, Tom, when you get to a project like this in a bathroom, it can be inexpensive or it can be very expensive. I think if you're looking for something simple and affordable and doable in a short amount of time, you're looking at a liner or something like a bath fitter type thing, and it doesn't have to be done by that company. There's all different kinds of liners or inserts. There are fiberglass ones. There's waterproof material ones. There's even Corian ones that kind of just surround your existing situation and cover it up, and it's like new. Or if you're going for a complete gut reno, you know, you're going to be looking at systems to help keep things watertight. It's Schluter, right, Tom? They have a good product.
Yep, Schluter. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. Schluter makes a shower kit that is called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. The nice thing about these kits is what this is an underlayment system so that when you would have to remove all of the old tile and all of the floor and all of that, but now you're rebuilding from scratch. The Curti kit is basically a system that's designed to make this whole thing 100% waterproof. It takes a lot of the frustration out of doing a shower and having to maintain it, have it be waterproof. It's sort of like a membrane that goes behind the whole thing. Take a look at the Schluter Systems website for the Curti shower kits. You'll see how all the pieces work together, whether it's a straight plain square shower, whether it's got curves, whether it has a seat. They've got parts for everything. You assemble the parts, you buy the parts that you want, and the whole thing lies underneath the tile or whatever your top finish is, and it makes it 100% waterproof. So those are kind of your options. You know, you can do a liner. You can do a panelized system. That's pretty easy. It's not going to help you with the shower pan, by the way, because it doesn't cover that, but it'll cover the walls and make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, like fresh and new.
Yeah. If you want to tear the whole thing out and start from scratch, I'd take a look at the Schluter Curti shower systems.
All right. We've got Michelle on the line who wants to do a special bathroom for the kids. Tell us about the project.
Well, we want to update it, ceramic paint. I've already got new linen, but because I have boys, young boys.
I have the same.
I'm wondering what kind of flooring we should put in there because of overspills from the tub.
Oh, you were very kind in mentioning that first.
Leslie, I don't know if it's possible to have a totally little boy proof floor.
I don't know. Something without grout lines that absorbs every scent of everything. I'm telling you, the boy bathroom issue is a problem. And, you know, it grosses me out every day. Every darn day. So for bathroom floors, I mean, your first bet is obviously something that's, you know, waterproof or at least water resistant. So tile people tend to go to first, but there's also laminates or EVPs or water resistant sort of fabricated floorings that can look like a variety of things. Now, if you are going to go with a tile, please make sure it's glazed and not unglazed because that will just absorb everything and be an issue. And you also want to try, I know with grout lines on the floor, they tend to go wider with the sanded grout because of the floor. But if there's any way to avoid them being so wide or be sure to seal them immediately so that anything that spills on the floor, whether it comes from the tub or from the human children, does not get absorbed into the floor and cause an issue. I mean, it really depends on the look that you're going for, but the main thing we're looking at here is durability and cleanability.
Yes, those are my issues because right now we've got linoleum tile in the bathroom, and it just needs to be replaced.
You know, Michelle, I just recently got a chance to check out a new product from LL Flooring that's called Dervana, and it's a composite flooring. Now, I'd never seen a composite flooring product before, so I was interested. Now, this stuff is only about $4 a square foot, and I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with its durability. First of all, it's 100% waterproof. But this is what I do to test flooring. I did a little bit of work on the Money Pit test lab. First of all, I took a hammer and I swung it full force 5 or 6 times and I couldn't dent the stuff. So that's good, right? Next, I took a piece of sandpaper, 120 grit. I put it on the bottom of my vibrating sander and I tried to sand the finish. So if you can imagine years of dirt being ground into floors, I thought that was a pretty fair test, and it didn't take off the finish. Didn't even affect it one iota. And finally, I took a utility knife, brand new. I did a little video on this, and I showed me using it to cut sandpaper in one swipe. Then I must have swiped it across this floor about 20 times, and the scratches didn't show at all. So I was really impressed with this stuff, especially at the price and the fact that it's 100% waterproof. It's not out just at this moment, but it's coming out very soon. So you might want to take a look at that as an inexpensive flooring option for this bathroom.
Great. Do we just get it at, like, our local hardware stores?
No, it's an LL Flooring product, so you can go to llflooring.com or to one of the LL Flooring stores. They've got about 400 or so odd stores across the country.
I wish you good luck. I'd like to say it gets easier. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's still terrible.
So. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you're enjoying the holiday seasons, spending time with your family and friends, and maybe tackling a lot of those projects you never got to throughout the rest of the year. Well, whatever it is, we wish you lots of love and happiness and lots of success on all your projects in the rest of this year and for next. Coming up, would you like to enjoy fresh herbs and veggies all throughout the winter? Well, you can by growing your own veggie container gardens. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you know what? If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. John in Arkansas has got a question about fireplaces. What's going on?
It's getting pretty cold around here, and we have a fireplace, and we've had it serviced before where they come in and do the work they do to prepare it, and I'm wondering, is that something I really need to pay for every single year, or are some of these products you see in the stores where you could burn something and it kind of clings a little bit, the crystallite? So just wanting to know if this is something I need to do every year or just once every couple of years or what that might be.
You know, John, I think an annual cleaning is beneficial, but it really depends on how much you use the fireplace, because it's recommended if you burn a cord of wood, then you should have it cleaned. So if you're burning a cord of wood multiple times throughout the fire you season, you're going to need to clean the chimney more often than the once a year. So you really have to base it on usage. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about these self-cleaning logs. Tom, I don't know much about them. They don't really work, right?
Well, I mean, I guess they probably work to some extent, but the problem is that in certain fireplaces, and especially those that are like the metal fireplaces that are the zero clearance, the manufactured fireplaces, you know, those so-called cleaning logs or cleaning sticks are incredibly corrosive. So they can damage the chimney flue just by virtue of the fact that you're using them. So I don't think it's a smart idea. I would stick to regular fireplace maintenance, which, as you said, is like once per quart of wood. Now, a quart of wood is a lot of wood. A quart of wood is a pile of wood that's 4 feet tall, 4 feet deep, and 8 feet wide. I mean, that's a lot of wood. And so that just gives you a sense as to how frequently you should be doing that. So I don't think you need to do it every year. I think you need to do it based on use, and I would stay away from any of these DIY self-cleaning sticks because I think that they're probably more trouble than they're worth.
Heading out to Ocala, Florida, we've got Colleen on the line. Colleen, what's going on at your money pit?
Hi. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. We are in a home that's fairly large and has two of the regular conventional water heaters.
Okay.
One on one side of the house and one on the other. And the other one is smaller. It's actually in the ceiling.
Okay.
Above our bedroom. So that's a little unnerving. And the other one is in the garage. So that one's not as bad. But we've done a little bit of repair work on that one in the garage. They're both fairly old. The previous owners, we've only been in the house for about a year. Previous owners said that they're over 20 years old. So it's probably time to get into a new system before something really bad happens.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds wise.
But we've been looking at conventional systems still, and we were thinking about doing a tankless water system, but we've had plumbers, just one that we've gotten a quote from, and they recommended the conventional style over the tankless, saying that they're not as energy efficient for the tankless. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Sure, happy to help you with that. So first of all, what type of water heater do you have? What type of fuel are you using? Is it an electric water heater or is it gas?
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay, so your plumber's correct. When it comes to tankless water heaters, there is no such thing as a electric tankless water heater that is efficient. There are what's called heat pump water heaters, which are very efficient, but they are a full-size water heater like a tank. It's like a regular, you know, any other type of tank water heater, but they're also more expensive. Now, there's another option that is just out now that you might want to look at, and especially since you have one of these is going to be right over your bedroom. It is called the Rheem Gladiator hot water heater. And the Rheem Gladiator water heater is unique in a number of ways. First of all, it has a technology built into it that helps it run at peak efficiency. And also, it monitors the system and alerts you on your phone if anything's going wrong. It can even tell you how much hot water you have left if you want to take a shower. And the other thing that's really cool is that it's the first water heater I've ever seen that has a built-in leak protection system. So it has a valve that feeds the water heater, and if there's any leakage detected at the base of the water heater, this valve automatically shuts off. And when it shuts off, because there's no incoming water, there's no incoming water pressure, you will get a very minute amount of water that will leak out of that water heater before it's discovered and can be replaced. Now, the other challenge you have is you have two locations with water heaters. You have to put back two water heaters. You can't do this with one. But you mentioned one was near your bedroom. That's probably the reason that you don't have to wait so long for water to be hot in the morning. If you just had one water heater and a long run to get to your bedroom, by the time you step in the shower and turn the water on, you're going to have to wait, you know, 15, 20 seconds for that water to turn hot. But the closer that bathroom is to the water heater, the quicker it does actually turn hot. So it's a little more efficient. So I think if I was you, I definitely agree you should replace them. They're well past their prime. I would take a look at the Rheem Gladiator units. Just go to rheem.com/gladiator. They've got a great page there that kind of explains the benefit for that, and that's R-H-E-E-M, rheem.com/gladiator, and you can learn about that. And I think that's probably giving you the best of all worlds. You're going to get the same, a very similar efficiency to a heat pump water heater. It will cost less, and it'll certainly be more energy efficient than what you could do with electric tankless water heaters. And again, if it was gas, I'd say go with a tankless water heater, but that's because it's a lot less expensive to run.
Do I need somebody to put that in for us, install it, or is that something
we
can do?
Yes.
We do, okay.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if you and your husband are advanced do-it-yourselfers, maybe you could do that. But for the most part, I think that is a good job for a professional, because not only do you have to plumb it, you have to wire it.
right.
properly, and I wouldn't want to see you make any errors on that. So I would have a pro do that. But, you know, you may know more about the most advanced water heaters on the market now than the pro does. So you right. could certainly specify what you want. And I know those water heaters are sold at Home Depot because I bought one there. And you guys should go there and take a look at them as well.
Okay, that's great. Oh, I'm so glad I called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Colleen. Good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you.
Well, if you miss having fresh veggies around during those cold winter months, you know, container gardening really is a great solution for growing your own produce right now. If you grow houseplants, you're actually already doing a form of container gardening, but with the right light, the soil, the pots, you can actually grow herbs and even some veggies all year long. So for best results, you're going to need a location with good lighting. Sometimes you're going to need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight. I mean, it really depends on what veggies you want to grow, so pay attention to that because you do need the light for that to happen. You're also going to need room for containers that are much bigger than those of typical houseplants. They have to be about 18 inches in diameter and at least 18 inches deep, and you've got to come up with a plan for watering as well, because no water, they're not going to grow.
Now, if you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. Now, Burpee, the seed company, even has a section of their website which is very handy. It's called Container Friendly. It actually breaks out all of the veggies that will grow well in that space, like tomatoes, Brussels sprouts, and carrots and peppers. So check it out, the Container Friendly section at burpee.com.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built, that we're living in, was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It's brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you could tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along the bottom.
Right.
Now we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep.
where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating. And that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint. Not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, you got a nosy neighbor? Are you tired of hearing traffic? Well, whatever's bothering you, we've got tips on the best ways to soundproof your space when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
here to help you take on the jobs you want to get done around your house. You need some advice on how to get something done, something fixed, something looking better than it is. Well, we got that covered. So reach out to us with your questions at 888 Money Pit or post them at moneypit.com.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing. Because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And okay. So I have no idea. Supposedly,
might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project, and if you have any more questions, let us know.
Thank you so much.
So are you still working from home a lot these days and you're finding that the outside noises are making it hard for you to focus during the day? Or maybe those noises are giving you a hard time falling asleep at night? Well, whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, loud plumbing, whatever it is, we've got some ideas to help you get back your peace and quiet. Now, your solution is going to depend on whether you live in a house, a townhouse, an apartment, you rent, you own, and certainly the options for a new home are definitely easier to plan as part of the construction process, but there are lots of options for existing homes and even new renters out there.
Yeah, so let's talk about a few. So if you're doing a renovation or you're building a new house, you should look into Rockwool Insulation. They have insulation, I think it's called Safe and Sound, that is basically very sound resistant. It's very dense insulation. Rock wool is a mineral wool type of insulation. It's actually made from melted slag and then respun into a wool fiber. And it works very, very well. For existing homes, you can also consider blown-in cellulose insulation. That can help, as can doubling the drywall. Now, if you've just got a room or two that you want to be particularly quiet, you can add another layer of drywall on top of the drywall that's there, separated by a special type of adhesive called green glue. It's basically a sound-deadening product that goes between the layers of drywall. And if you don't want to go through all that work, well, there is actually a sound-reducing drywall product. You can get that deadening in the drywall panels kind of built into it. They kind of have battens that are built in that are used in commercial applications like recording studios. And then there's acoustic ceilings. A lot of those are designed to reduce sound. So to sort the best out, you want to look for two ratings. One is called the noise reduction coefficient, the NRC rating, and the ceiling attenuation class, CAC. NRC tells you how much sound a ceiling panel is going to absorb, and CAC rates tell you how much sound will travel to adjacent rooms. So there's a few ways that you can improve your space right now by making some easy home improvements.
All right, now if you're a renter or maybe you just don't want to take on a construction project, there's actually a lot of less disruptive things that you can do to reduce the level of noise both inside and out. Now, the more stuff you have in a room, it's actually better for sound absorption. But think about it. If you've got, like, all leather furniture, that sound is just going to be like ding, ding, ding. So you have to think about softer fabrics, upholstered pieces that will help absorb that sound. Now, drapes on your windows or, you know, think about a heavy velvet curtain or some sort of heavier, you know, more voluminous drape that's made from a really heavy fabric. That's going to help absorb a lot of the sound. It's also going to give that room a nice, elegant, and classical feel. So you're kind of getting two benefits here from that drape. You know, a lot of different things. You have to just think about how that sound is going to go everywhere. And if you really do have your heart set on that man cave leather couch, I get it. You like it. Put a throw blanket on it. Maybe some pillows. That'll help absorb that sound. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, is your home missing that vintage charm? Well, we're going to tell you one way that you can add it without a complete remodel after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, follow the Money Pit podcast. You are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which gives you lots of time to plan your next home improvement adventure and so much information. So follow along.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
All right, now we're heading to Tennessee where Ty is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
My wife and I had an area rug in our den, and it was a large area rug. We needed to replace it, so we picked it up. and there's sun damage where it's faded to hardwood floors. So there's a line of demarcation, and I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to fix that without having to sand the hardwood floors.
Yeah, time. Time will fix it. You know, I have hardwood floors in my very old house, and I remember once having to do a pretty significant repair where an old floor furnace, do you remember those old floor furnaces that would sit flush with the floor? So I had a big square hole in the floor, and I had to take that out and put framing in and then replace the flooring. And I actually had to make some of this flooring because it was an unusual shape. And despite my best efforts, of course, the new flooring was like, it was like the difference between white and brown. It was like that distinct. It looked clearly like a patch. And I had the same feeling about, well, maybe I could stay in it. But I knew that if I just let it alone, it would eventually fade. And I tell you what, within a year, it had faded to match the other floor perfectly. And I'm so glad that I did not try to mess with it. And I just let ultraviolet light and time do its thing. The same way it protected that floor under that carpet, it will eventually fade and be the exact same color as the rest of the floor. So I wouldn't do a thing. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always really interesting when you have a beautiful floor and you want it to look fantastic. So I think if you give it some time and, you know, learn to live with it, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I wasn't sure. I mean, if you could put a glaze or something on the faded part to try to match the other part. We just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of resanding that whole room and then, you know, the dust and all that stuff that goes along with it.
It is a big project.
It's a very big project.
Yes.
I mean, I really think you should just give it some time and let it fade back. And you'll think, you give it some time, you'll save all that money and time and aggravation. Because the only way to skip this step is to basically refinish the whole floor. And there's really no reason for that.
Or just cover it up again with another rug.
Yeah, we're thinking about covering it up with a small rug, but that still leaves a line of demarcation there. So we may have to go back with an 8x10 again.
No, or a 9x12 until you eventually cover the whole floor.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. But we've lived without the rug on there for 3 or 4 months now, so we may just go for another year.
Well, if you love that look of vintage charm, I mean, think about it. Period-style light fixtures, wood details in the molding, decorative fireplace screens, that type of stuff. You know, it definitely adds value to your home, but it's hard to get. Well, not really. If you're living in a fairly new home, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches that you're craving, but you can capture that vintage feel without giving up that modern convenience. So think about it. If you want a fireplace or at least a beautiful mantle, you can add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle even if you don't have a real fireplace. You could just put it about in any room and then decorate the fireplace, and it becomes a focal point for that space. And they also spruce up an existing fireplace that has no pizzazz, and they are available at all kinds of spaces. If you're looking at architectural salvage spots online in your city, you can find a lot of really beautiful ones.
Now, when older homes are renovated or torn down, it's becoming more popular to save those architectural pieces and sell them to salvage dealers. So you can find gorgeous mantles, clawfoot bathtubs, stained glass windows, even antique doorknobs. And if you don't have a salvage dealer close to you, check for one online.
Now, you can even check for individual pieces that have been redone on sites like Etsy or sometimes even Craigslist. And even though that mantle won't actually be a working fireplace, it definitely gives that warmth that you're seeking in the home. So think about adding a lot of details like that, because that is what's going to give you that feeling that you're missing for your space.
You know, we actually have a fireplace mantle in our home. You know, we have an old house, it's a family house. We don't have it out right now, but over the years, it's made its appearances from time to time and then gone into storage, you know, in other periods of time. But one thing I like about it, not only is it an old antique, it's carved, in the front of it is carved, "Well befall hearth and hall," which is just kind of a classic statement for, you know, an old fireplace hearth like that.
Where did you find it?
I don't know. It was here. It's been here my entire life. I don't know where it came from, but it's always been a part of the house.
I love that.
You know, it may have come from the fact that my great-grandfather was a caretaker of homes along the Jersey Shore. And he would often take home pieces of antiques that maybe needed some minor repair and fix them up. Of course, there was some that he never fixed up. It used to be, and they were still in our attic when I think we took over the house. I'm talking about like a beautiful, like a clawfoot table, except it only had 3 legs. So I don't have the other one, but I never got around to carving one myself.
Christine in Alaska's on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your money pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm. And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up is a new roof in the forecast for 2023. Well, we're going to share how to know when your roof's got to go next.
You live in a money pit.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
All right, Marianne wrote in and says, I have a painted kitchen and bath, and they both have painted cabinets with traditional paints, but now I'm hearing about chalk paints and their benefits. I'd like to hear a comparison of traditional to chalk paints, especially as to their prep, adherence, and longevity in high-use areas. Is she talking about chalk paint like chalkboard paint or like chalk as a base of paint?
I don't know. I'm thinking about like chalkboard paint, but I don't know much about chalk as a base paint. But I do know this about paint and kitchen cabinets. It's not a place to experiment. I mean, you really want the best quality, most durable paints you can find. For my money, I'm always going to go with a good quality semi-gloss oil-based paint. It's really going to stand up to the wear and tear that a kitchen cabinet really will experience every single day.
And I mean, I had somebody professionally paint my cabinets, and yes, it was costly. But, I mean, having had painted so many cabinets in a quick fashion on the home makeover shows I worked on, I do know that they need lots of time to dry. Everything's got to come off. It's got to be flat. And our painter, like, used some sort of baked-on coating, which, you know, feels great, is glossy, it seems super durable, and I knew I couldn't achieve that on my own, so I'm glad I went that route. But, Marianne, if you take this on yourself, I feel a lot of confidence that you can tackle this. You can tackle it well. When you take off the doors and drawers, label everything so you know what goes back where, so it doesn't get confused, because all of those holes definitely match up to one door and not another. But lots of things, and you can really make it gorgeous, and you can mix and match colors, different color for uppers and lowers, and the island can be a color. I mean, people are still mixing stuff up and going for rich colors, and I definitely love that look.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that everyone is having a really enjoyable holiday season, that you are optimistic and looking forward to the days ahead. We are looking forward to helping you with home improvement projects in the days ahead. You can reach us anytime 24/7 by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With breaking news this hour, townhall.com, I'm Ron Dorofsky. The new year is slowly making its way to the U.S., and with it, a flurry of new laws.
Iowa will revamp its income tax brackets, moving toward an eventual flat tax. Kansas reducing sales tax on groceries. Colorado imposing a 10-cent fee on plastic bags before their elimination in 2024. Rhode Island will exempt military pensions from tax, and Georgia will offer a tax credit for donations to law enforcement foundations. And then there's the millionaire tax in Massachusetts. It will impose a 4% surcharge on income of more than $1 million. Jason Walker reporting.
Max Duggan accounted for four touchdowns. TCU returned two interceptions for scores, and the third-ranked Horned Frogs withstood a frenetic second-half surge by number two Michigan to win the Fiesta Bowl 51-45 and advance to the College Football National Championship. They'll play either Georgia or Ohio State a week from tomorrow. Right now, the Buckeyes are leading 38-24 with about 30 seconds left in the third period. The new Congress will be seated in just a few days. Former Republican Senator Jim Talon of Missouri says House members holding up election of Minority Leader McCarthy as Speaker are putting him in a no-win situation.
If you give them some big substantive, you know, concession because they do this, all you're going to do is encourage other small rump groups in the conference to do exactly the same thing, and you can't lead doing that.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Talon's urging McCarthy's opponents to accept him as the new House leader.
All throughout this Congress, the leadership is going to need unity, which means that small groups of people have tremendous leverage on particular bills if they identify what it is they want.
More at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Chinese manufacturing contracted for a third consecutive month in December in the biggest drop since early 2020 as the country battles a nationwide COVID surge after suddenly easing anti-epidemic measures. BBC's Michael Bristow has the latest.
The fall in manufacturing was the biggest for nearly 3 years, and with surging COVID infections in China, there could be labor shortages and supply chain disruptions over the coming weeks, bringing more pain. Chinese leaders are thought to have ended their zero COVID strategy this month, partly because of the damage it was causing to the economy, the world's second biggest. And even though China's experiencing a wave of infections, the authorities are encouraging people to return to work if they can.
That is the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's done selling stock shares for at least a year and a half.
It's an apparent attempt to comfort shareholders of the electric vehicle company, who have watched the stock lose nearly half of its value since Musk's purchase of Twitter went through in October. Musk dumped another $2.58 billion worth of Tesla stock recently. He's also sold nearly $23 billion worth of his car company's shares since April, when he started building a position in Twitter.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Indiana's the latest state to block the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok from state devices. The blockage this week came on the same day Indiana's attorney general sued TikTok, claiming the video-sharing platform misleads its users, especially children, about the level of inappropriate content and the security of consumers' information. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God came about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy, happy holidays. Hope you are enjoying this magical time of the year. We are here to help you once again take on projects that you would like to get done in your house. So our gift to you is tips and advice and ideas to help you avoid the perspiration, give you some inspiration on the projects you want to get done at this point for 2023. Help yourself first. Reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, it occurs to us that every January we promise ourselves to start following good habits, but those often will fizzle, those resolutions, if you will fizzle just a few weeks into the new year or faster. But what if there was a link between self-improvement and home improvement? I know what you guys are thinking. Ah, you're on to something now. Whether it's losing weight, getting organized, or making more money, your house can actually help you keep these new year resolutions. We're going to tell you how to do just that.
And if you're renting a home or apartment in the new year, did you know that your possessions may not be covered by the building's insurance? Now, contents insurance is designed just for renters, and it can help. And guess what? It's not expensive. So we're going to tell you what you should get.
And you got a door that sticks? That is an annoying problem that really doesn't have to be. We'll have some tips on how to make it go away once and for all.
And what do you want to do in this new year, guys? It's 2023. Let's think about some amazing projects to work on the house. Maybe they're big ones. Maybe they're small ones. Maybe you just want to redecorate. Whatever it is, we can help you guys tackle those to-dos with confidence and have truly a kick-butt home in the new year. So let us help.
We want to help you create your best home ever. So if you got a question about a bathroom, a basement, you want to demolish or decorate, We're your coach. We're your counselor. We're definitely your cheerleaders for house projects, big and small. And sometimes we can be your therapist, too. Whatever you need, give us a call. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions on MoneyPit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Nancy from Illinois is on the line with a question about a soffit. How can we help you today?
Well, yeah, I inherited a house that from a relative that was built in 1960. So it has soffits above the cabinets. I still have the original kitchen. I mean, everything, the floor, the counters, the appliances. You know, I know that in all the newer construction, they're using either cabinets that go from all the way to the ceiling, or they have an empty space up there where people can display things. I have a lot of dust allergies, and I'm also a senior citizen, and so I don't think I want that empty space up there that's going to collect dust. I don't want to have to be dealing with dusting that all the time and climbing up on a ladder.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, do you think soffits will ever come back, or is the answer just to have cabinets that go all the way to the ceiling, knowing that I'm probably never going to use those top shelves?
Well, actually, there is a way for you to use those top shelves, because there are ways that you can bring those shelves down to stack things on them and put them back up. There's cabinet designs where the entire shelf contents pulls out and drops down. It sort of hinges down, and then it goes back up. They're accessible design options that are made by a bunch of different manufacturers, so it is possible to even have high cabinets and be able to use that space if that's a need for you.
I've got two torn rotor cuffs in both shoulders, so I'm not even supposed to be reaching up high, so I don't know how difficult it is to get those shelves, you know, to drop down.
Usually there's a handle that's sort of like shoulder height where you reach out right in front of you and pull it towards you, and then that whole thing drops down from there.
Oh.
It's all on springs, so it supports itself. Called Reva Shelf, R-E-V-A Shelf, and their system is simply called a cabinet pull-down shelving system. So that type of system is available. The cabinet is basically completely empty, and then the shelving system is put in, and then again, you reach out, you pull it towards you, and it drops down. And these things are strong enough where you could have, like, canned goods on every single shelf, and it's still going to hold it. So that's an option for you. The other thing is, I think the dated part of the soffits, Leslie, and you correct me because you're the decorator here,
okay,
is where the soffit extends past the kitchen cabinet. But you could sort of have a flush soffit that sort of is flush with the front of the kitchen cabinet that wouldn't give you that sort of ugly overhang, right?
Mine is flush.
Okay, well then maybe you ought to think about just keeping it the way it is and painting it to sort of blend.
I mean, I like having the soffit because then it just fills that space. So then you're not thinking about putting stuff up there, which then then it's just a dust collector. So if you're going to get rid of the soffit, you really need to think about, like, what is the purpose of that space above it? Am I just extending the cabinet higher? Am I, putting in some glass, something that makes it purposeful? But I'm telling you, with these cabinet pull downs that Tom has mentioned, they operate smoothly. They really are helpful. I mean, any person can have one regardless of abilities, so it really will make your life so much easier.
And is it spelled R-E-V as in Victor, or R-E-B as in boy?
Nope. R-E-V as in Victor. Rev a shelf.
Like rev your engine.
Like revolving shelf, like that kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's going to be exciting for me to check out. My other question that I was going to be asking was, as an aging senior that has some macular degeneration, that it's the slow developing kind, but still I know what's coming because relatives have had this and lost vision. Would you recommend contacting an architect, or is there a certain type of contractor that would be good to help me design this new kitchen?
So to design your kitchen, you might want to use the services of a certified kitchen and bath designer. That's a designation that is sought through the National Kitchen and Bath Association. The guys that have the certified kitchen and bath design designation are very, very competent at designing kitchens and bathrooms that meet those specific needs that you mentioned.
Well, I appreciate all this good advice. Thank you so much.
Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading to Tennessee, where Bruce is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on at your money pit?
Hey, guys. I've got a driveway that's kind of, it's not cracking, but it's kind of crumbling into like small pebbles and pieces. I have heard from a buddy of mine that used to do some summer work that you can take that blacktop and put a little bit of, I guess, sand in it and mix it up into a putty and maybe save it for a couple of years. What have you guys heard?
So I think that that would work as sort of a temporary patch, but I wouldn't expect
and certainly
it.
Not for the whole surface, like to just...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing where, like, if you're resurfacing the driveway and you all of a sudden find that maybe there's a little hole that you mixed, that you missed, you could take some of that sealant, mix it with some sand, stick it into that hole, and kind of call it a day. But if you want to do this the entire surface, you need to use the products that are designed for that because they're designed to adhere properly to the surfaces that are below. And I think just trying to sort of make this from scratch doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, what would you suggest?
So there's a lot of good quality latex products that are out today, and what you want to do is start with the patching compounds, clean the driveway really well, use the patching compounds next, fill in those cracks, fill in those holes. If you have a really deep one, then there's essentially like an aggregate that you pack in first, then you seal the surface, and then once those dry, then you go ahead and put your top coat on and kind of broom your way out. You want to buy one of those driveway squeegees, which is kind of like the size of a push broom, but it has a squeegee on it, and just very carefully start as close to the house as possible and then bring yourself out to the street. And do it at a time where the weather's decent and when you can try to keep cars off it for 2 or 3 days at least, because the longer you let it sit, the better it is.
You suggest a certain temperature?
Well, the temperature range is going to be dictated by the manufacturer. But as long as it's not freezing and as long as it's not, you know, 100 degrees out, you're probably okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, you guys. Well, every January, we promise ourselves to start following some good habits, but those intentions often fizzle in just a few weeks. And quite honestly, sometimes it's just a few days. But... what if there was a way you could make those New Year's resolutions, you know, not all about self-improvement, but more about home improvement? We're going to share some new resolutions for your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, add this to your New Year's to-do list. Follow the Money Pit podcast. All you have to do is sign up at moneypit.com/podcast, and you are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday so you can tackle some great projects that weekend.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have two Corian sinks in my bathroom, and the water is turning them, they were white, and the water is turning them like yellow. And my husband heard that you could use the fine sandpaper and sandpaper around the drain where it's really the worst, and that doesn't seem to work. His is now gray around his drain, and mine he didn't touch.
Okay.
So have you got any solutions?
I mean, I would try first, like, a couple of different, like, softer cleansers just to see if that does anything. I know Bonami seems to be a good one for a surface like that. And then after that...
I've tried all of them. Yeah, and I even tried the little green, you know, scrubby thing that they told me to use.
You know, have you ever, like with Bonami or Barkeeper's Friend, I think is the other one, when I have a Corian sink, and I find that what we do is we put a lot of it on there and just sort of almost make like a paste and let it sit on the surface for a while. And then we come back, you know, in 15, 20 minutes later and then start rinsing it off. But it has sort of a bleaching effect when you let it sit there. It's not just to rub it and rinse it away, but let it sit on the stains for a while. What you're describing is not that unusual. Unfortunately, Corian does absorb stains. It's not as stain resistant as we'd like. It can be abraded, but that's not really going to change anything because it's not, the stain is not on the top. It's kind of soaked in. So you really need to kind of clean it, and that's why those products work well for that.
Okay. I'll try that, you know, making the paste and putting it on there and leaving it on there for a little bit.
Just sprinkle it out and just then, you know, get a little bit wet until it gets kind of like pasty, and then just let it sit for a while. I make it kind of pasty, and I'll do a first sort of first scrub while it's real thick like that. Then I just walk away for a while, and then later on I go back and finish it off. And that works well for me.
All right. Well, I'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, making upgrades to your Money Pit can actually help you meet your goals for health, wealth, and happiness this year. With a few simple changes, you can expand your space, save money, and make your home a healthier, better living environment, and yes, actually accomplish some of those New Year's resolutions in the process. So here's where you begin.
So the first resolution is this, save money. It's a common New Year's resolution. It's often accompanied by vows to cut back on the daily lattes and make dinner and a movie nights the rarest of occasions. But a few changes or smart choices around your house can actually help you hold on to more of those dollars and cents without making any sacrifices. For example, the average deck addition costs about $19,000, but you'll see a return on that investment of 65%. Plus, if you fix up a tired bathroom, that gives you an impressive return if the house is sold within a year from the time the work is completed. And even smaller projects like replacing your garage door at an average cost of about $4,000, well, that can score a 98% return on investment when it comes time to sell.
Now, how about this? Losing weight. I feel like that's everybody's top three. Now, it's definitely comes up every year. You're going to get a new gym membership, and you're going to get a diet plan, and then you're going to neglect everything by the end of that week or maybe the month, whatever it is. Now, if your goal is to go on a diet, consider that cutting the fat could also mean decluttering the rooms in your home.
I like that.
Crowded spaces are hard to work in, they're hard to clean, and can take away too much of your daily energy. But if you do this, if you get organized, if you get rid of some stuff, you can definitely move on to more productive projects. So I like this, losing weight by throwing stuff out.
Think about all the calories you'll burn doing the organizing.
Yes,
too.
Definitely.
All right, speaking of calories, eating better, also another good resolution. And one way to increase your chances of sticking to that new regimen of healthier eating is to give your kitchen a makeover that will make it a welcoming, pleasant place. But if you're thinking kitchen improvements are expensive, well, consider inexpensive kitchen makeovers, including many that are very easy do-it-yourself projects. We're talking about new paint, lighting, or floor covering. It can make a big difference on a very small budget.
Now, if you're worried that these New Year's resolutions for your home might not last to the end of the month, don't set yourself up for failure. You can plan these improvements in small stages, especially if you're doing them by yourself. If you break up a bigger job into smaller parts, every time you tackle something and achieve it, you are going to feel so accomplished along the way at a variety of points, and then you won't be overwhelmed, you're not going to give up on that project. It's definitely the enthusiasm of accomplishing these tasks that help you move forward with the rest, so definitely break them up into smaller bits so you can keep giving yourself that attaboy and get on to the next one. All right, now I've got Ralph on the line. Ralph, what's going on at your money pit?
I have several cracks appearing at the corners of doorways. They're diagonal from the doorway up towards the ceiling. There's even one in an archway. It's a squared archway that could have had a door in it, but didn't. And I'm wondering, A, what's probably causing that? The house is about 32 years old. It's drywall. And could it be fixed with just fiberglass tape and spackle?
Yeah, so first of all, Ralph, it's pretty typical to have that kind of crack. If you think about the wall structure, wherever you have essentially a hole in the wall, which would be for a door or an archway or even a window that's on an exterior wall, you tend to get more movement of the wall around those openings because it's a little bit bigger, it's a little bit weaker, it's kind of almost like, think of it as a hinge as the wall, as the house expands and contracts. It's going to open up in those spaces. To have cracks, therefore, in those corners is not anything necessarily by itself to worry about. Now, how do you fix this, and how do you stop it from showing back up again? And you mentioned fiberglass tape, and that is, in fact, the best way we've found to make that repair, because if you just spackle it, obviously, that crack's going to form once again because the spackle is not really doing anything. It's not going to expand and contract with it. It's just going to fall right out. So the best thing to do is to put the fiberglass tape on and then do two or three coats of new spackle above that tape. The tape tends to bridge that crack and keep that wall from opening up in those corners again. So I would do that. And remember, before you put on your tape, I'd like you to lightly sand that to make sure we don't have any dirt or grease on it. We want to get good adhesion. And that fiberglass tape is tacky, so you don't even have to worry about spackling it in place. It'll just stay there. But then when you put those layers of spackle on, go thin. Fight the temptation to put a lot on, thinking you'll get the job done quicker. Put thin layers on there, stand in between, and when you're done, prime it, and then paint it. Use a good quality flat ceiling paint. And I think it'll stand up quite well. Maybe one or two more will open up over the time, but for the most part, I think you'll close them nicely.
Right. Understand. It's a stress riser. It just happened to occur at that point due to the movement of an aging house.
Yeah. Well, we all have stress risers. I have three of them. They're called my children.
I gave you the straight line. Hey, how deep do I have to go down into the drywall? Because I figured, a V-cut following the crack.
Not necessary. I would just take out if it's any loose spackle or drywall on the edge. You don't have to open it up as if you're repairing concrete here. You could just go right on top of it.
Okay, I don't want a lump there, but do it thin and feather it in.
You're
going
to have a little. Listen, you're going to have a little bit of a lump. You can't avoid that. But that's why I told you to use flat wall paint, because if you use flat paint and if you prime the area first, it will blend in nicely. It'll be really hard to detect that you have a bit more of a rise there because of the spackle.
Excellent.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you're a renter, did you know that your possessions are usually not covered by your landlord's insurance? Well, we're going to tell you the one thing that you can do to make sure you're covered in the event of a flood, fire, or any other disaster next.
888-MONEY-TICK.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing, so don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now, because you're feeling a bit stuck and bored inside of your house all winter long, reach out to us because I am sure that we can help. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that it seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD. 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it, they're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also, there's, like, a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s and he's in his early 30s.
Right. And it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the landlord needs to address this, and what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
She's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier, but I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can
sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store. And you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months. And when it shows up, you just pop it in. So it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, from cooking to fireplaces to space heaters, winter, it turns out, is the time of year when fire is most likely to break out in your home.
Now, prevention is, of course, your first priority, but if a blaze does break out in your space, you want to be sure that you have insurance that you need to cover those belongings that could be damaged or ruined.
Now, if you own your home, most homeowners' policies cover this, but if you rent your home, there's also a good chance your belongings are not covered by your landlord's insurance policy, which is why renters need to have their own tenant contents insurance.
Yeah, now the great thing about contents insurance is that it covers more than just fire damage. Now, most policies are going to protect your possessions against 16 different causes, and they range from the usual suspects like fire and theft and, you know, even the unlikely catastrophes like explosions or damages from an aircraft, but it covers all of those things. And I can remember my parents even having me get this for my dorm room in college.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's about $10 a month. It's a small price to pay, and we had the same kind of conversation with our kids when they were in college. You're like, why do I need that? I'm like, well, let's think about all the things in your dorm room that you haven't paid for, but we have. Your computer. How much did that Mac cost? The iPad. The phone. The books. The clothes. It doesn't take much to add up to a heck of a lot of money. So spending $100 to $150 a year on contents insurance makes a real difference.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, a door that sticks can be pretty annoying. The fix, however, doesn't have to be. We're going to tell you how after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deiss Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coating, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream all of those wonderful home improvement projects for your Money Pit, guess what? You can do it, and we can help. So definitely think about joining us on the Money Pit podcast. It comes out every Monday and Thursday. It's going to be chock full of information to help you tackle all of those projects, and it's definitely going to help you get ready for the weekend. So grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Jeff in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So what we've got, we just purchased a home recently, and the inspection, we noticed that the tar paper that covers there is tar paper that covers the ridge fin, and of course that should be removed under normal installation.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I can utilize that throughout the winter to build heat and preserve heat in the attic to maybe help warm the living space, and then remove that in the spring once the warm weather comes back.
Depends on whether or not you want your insulation to work well or not, Jeff, because the ridge vent is designed to help vent moisture out of that attic space and make the insulation more effective. So it's designed in a perfectly insulated home. The insulation layer is at that ceiling level, right? And above that, it should be ambient. In other words, the attic should be the same temperature as the outside. So your attic is not designed to hold heat in. Not this type of installation. There's another type that is, but this particular type is not. So I would recommend that you grab a utility knife, and can you reach that the underside of the ridge from the attic?
I can. It really wouldn't be a big task at all to get it removed. It was actually when I was about to address that I thought, wait a second, I might be able to utilize this heat over the winter.
Yeah, you have other vents in the roof as well. I mean, you may have gable vents or soffit vents, so you're not really changing the dynamic of the ventilation in the attic. But no, I would recommend that you cut that tar paper out. That's actually shockingly not that uncommon. What happens is the roofers put tar paper across the entire roof, put the shingles up, and then the last guy that puts that ridge vent on top of that ridge is supposed to cut out the tar paper, but if he didn't go to ridge vent class that day, he missed that step. And he leaves the tar paper in place, and of course it blocks the vent, and then it just doesn't work. So the reason I said it impacts your insulation is because the insulation, if it gets damp, it's not effective. So fresh air should be pushing in the soffit vents underneath the roof sheathing and out the ridge. That keeps everything nice and dry. So go ahead and cut that out, and that's the way you should be all winter long and thereafter.
Perfect. I appreciate the help. I appreciate the advice.
All right. Good luck, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Good questions from Jeff in Georgia.
Well, if you've got a sticking door, it can go one of two ways. You can either just put up with it, letting that little annoyance build up over time, or you can resolve to fix it once and for all. We're kind of advocates of that second option. Definitely fixing it. So here's what you need to know.
First, it helps to understand why the door actually sticks. Now, most doors are made of wood, so the best way to understand the sticking door problem is to think of it as a sponge. When the sponge is dry, it's small, it's compact, it's hard, but when it gets moist, that sponge swells up to its full size, but it becomes slightly softer, and that is exactly what's happening to your door. It swells, then it dries out. Either extreme can cause the door to stick. In fact, I know some people where one spot sticks in the winter and another one sticks in the summer. At least you know what season it is, I guess.
It's bathroom door season. Now, to fix that sticking door, your first task is to figure out exactly where that door is sticking. You can discover this by slowly opening and closing that door and just make a note of where it is in relation to the frame when it starts to stick. If you want a visual guide, you can use a piece of chalk or lipstick to cover the door where it seems to stick. And then you can open and close that door a couple of times, and that chalk or lipstick, something that's removable but's going to leave a mark on the opposite side, it's going to transfer then to the exact point where that sticking is happening, where the door touches the jamb. Then you wipe it off without a trace, and you know exactly where to work.
Now, there's two methods to actually get the fix done, which we will call easy and hard. First, tighten the hinges. If the door opens on the right and sticks towards the top, the most likely culprit may be the opposite hinge on the left. And by tightening that hinge or replacing just one or two of its screws with longer ones that will go through the jamb and into the framing area, it can pull that door over just enough to free up the sticking area. Now, the other option is a little harder, and that is to sand down the door where it's sticking. So, you know, when Leslie just talked about, you know, looking for that transfer mark, whether it's chalk or lipstick or whatever you used, wherever that mark ends up, that's where you're going to sand. Take a rough piece of sandpaper, sand it down firmly against that section of the door that's been sticking, and then repeat the process until the door no longer sticks in the frame. But try not to overdo it. You want to make sure that you sand enough so that when you repaint that area, you know, you still be able to close the door easily, but don't overdo it. So just enough, but not too much. And once that door fits well, you can use some progressively finer sandpaper. Go ahead and smooth out those rough edges, and you will be good to go, ready to paint, and no more sticking door in any season.
Catherine in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My bathroom was painted years ago with oil-based paint. And when the fellas tried to put the new paint on, it's just washable. Glidden paint, scrubbable and washable, and it started to bubble. So they stopped, and they're going to come back next week and do another coat of this washable paint.
See, when the paint doesn't stick, okay, and it starts to peel off,
let's just add some more paint.
What do you do? Put more on top of it, right? It's just silly. No, you want to stop them from doing that. Here's what has to happen. You've got to pull off all the paint they put on already, and if it's peeling, that may not be a big deal. Then you have to clean the walls. You want to use trisodium phosphate, it's a TSP, it's powder, you mix it up, you'll find it in a hardware store. And here's the most important step, Catherine, and that is you've got to prime these walls. And you want to use a good quality primer. You want to use one that is an oil-based primer, as a matter of fact, an alkali-based primer, like Kills, for example. That will stick to the old finish. And then once it dries, you will be able to put a latex paint over that, and you'll have really good adhesion. Right now, they're trying to paint Teflon, so to speak, all right? And you've not prepped that surface properly to make that new paint stick.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Well, it turns out that every 15 seconds in the United States, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. We're going to share some tips to help you keep your family safe when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with the home projects you'd like to get done. If you've got a question, a good way to get those questions to us is to post them on moneypit.com or on our social media sites. And that's what John from Pennsylvania did. I think he came in on Facebook.
That's right. John wrote in. He says, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof and collapsing the gutters?
Yeah. I mean, sure. They're called snow guards. A couple of things to keep in mind. So first of all, if you've got snow that's forming on the edge of your roof, you probably are like one step away from having an ice dam, which is when the snow above that melts and gets stuck behind that big block of ice and can leak. So be aware of that. Secondly, if you want to slow it down so that they don't really put pressure on your gutters themselves, put in snow guards, which are kind of like metal brackets, I guess would be a good way to describe it. They go under the shingles and stick up on the roof. You'll very often see them, certainly when you have a metal roof or you have a very steep pitched roof, like up in the northern parts of the country. But snow guards are designed to do that. They'll hold the snow back. They'll prevent it from falling off like en masse because it's darn heavy and hurting somebody that's below it. And it will definitely stop it from forming in your gutter and tearing the gutter off at the same time. So if roof snow is what you're up against, snow guards is what you need.
All right, now as long as we're talking gutters, Ben in New Hampshire wrote in saying, I paid a lot of money for copper gutters. It performs perfectly, but it's turned a dirty green color. Is there a way to remedy this? That's patina, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what you paid for. That's right. That's called patina. And we charge extra for that.
Yeah, I mean, the Statue of Liberty would be shiny like a penny, but she patinaed.
How do you buy copper gutters and not know that's going to happen or not want that? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, if you really have your heart set, lemon and salt does the trick, but that's going to be a lot of work.
You're going to need a lot of lemons.
And a big ladder. And a lot of salt.
Yeah, but at least it's natural. Well, did you guys know there may be some surprisingly common household poisons that are lurking behind your kitchen cabinet and pantry doors or maybe in the garage? Leslie's going to have some tips to help make sure that they're stored properly in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, every 15 seconds in the United States, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. A whopping 90% of accidental poisonings do occur in your home. So here are a few ways that you can stay safe. First, most adult poisonings are a result of mixing chemicals that just should never be combined. You never want to mix cleaning chemicals and always read the labels about potential deadly combination of products. Now, more than half of all home poisonings happen to children under the age of 6. You got to remember that those kiddos are fast and they are wily, so don't just keep an eye on them. Just keep the poisons out of reach and locked up. It's also super important to discard old prescription medicines promptly. Don't flush them down the toilet, because then they're just going to wind up in the water supply. Now, let's talk about your garage, the basement, the shed. I mean, these are weird places. They're where you have toys and fun stuff for the yard with, you know, hazardous chemicals. It's super strange. So keeping those things right next to each other, it just doesn't work. So don't do it. Keep those things separate. Keep them locked up. Keep your kids safe. Definitely avoid the temptation of those curious little guys and girls. So definitely just keep them apart, and you will find that you have a much safer home and definitely less opportunities for these things to happen.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, have you ever woken up with a dry, parched throat? Well, if so, you might know a little bit about the value of having a humidifier in your home. But with so many types of humidifiers out there, you got some for indoors, you got some for built-ins, you got some that have drums, you have some that drip, you have some that hiss. Well, we're going to sort through those and share tips to help you pick the perfect humidifier for your home on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden ends the year issuing pardons for a half dozen people.
All six served out sentences after convictions on a murder charge and drug and alcohol-related crimes. It means their criminal records have been purged. 80-year-old Beverly Ann Ivan Thomas of Columbus, Ohio, was convicted of killing her abusive husband. Her appeal was among the first by someone with battered women syndrome. 66-year-old Gary Parks Davis of Yuma, Arizona, was 22 when he admitted using a telephone for a cocaine transaction. He served a six-month sentence on nights and weekends. A few months ago, the president pardoned thousands of people convicted of simple possession of marijuana under federal law. He also pardoned three people earlier this year and commuted the sentences of 75 others. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, in his New Year's address, President Xi Jinping says China, quote, stands on the right side of history as questions are swirling over his government's handling of COVID, as well as economic and political challenges at home and abroad. Speaking on national television, Xi largely avoided directly addressing issues that are confronting the country, pointing instead to successes in agricultural production, poverty elimination, and its hosting of the Winter Olympics in February. Xi added China will, quote, always steadfastly advocate for peace and development and unswervingly stands on the right side of history. Recent weeks have seen street protests against Xi's government, first time in more than three decades. It was on this day in 2019, the health commission in the central Chinese city of Wuhan announced experts there are investigating an outbreak of a respiratory illness, and most of the victims visited a seafood market in the city. The statement said 27 people had become ill with a strain of viral pneumonia, and seven were in serious condition. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Taiwan will extend its compulsory military service from 4 months to a year, starting in 2024.
It's one of the major steps the self-governed island is taking to address military, diplomatic, and trade pressure from China. President Tsai Ing-wen announced a comprehensive set of policies that aims to revamp overall training for the military and strengthen the island's reserves forces. The longer service applies to men born after 2005 and will start on January 1st, 2024.
Jeremy House reporting. China claims Taiwan, which split from the mainland in 1949 during a civil war, the decades-old threat of invasion by China into the self-governed island has sharpened since Democrat Progressive Party member Tsai was elected back in 2016. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Nearly 2 years into the Biden administration, and the southern U.S. border is like a sieve with illegal aliens crossing the country with impunity. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells the Salem Radio Network the numbers are staggering.
In under 24 months, that we've experienced almost 5 million total encounters, plus another 1.1 million gotaways. So we've surpassed 6 million total encounters plus gotaways in less than 24 months.
Meanwhile, as Morgan says, it's scary to think just how many murderers, rapists, and drug dealers are among those who slip past CBP officers. Volkswagen recalling nearly 42,000 2015 and 2016 Beetles in the U.S. and Canada because of potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators that could explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Mary Walter sitting in for Brian Kilmeade. So great to be with you again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Lots to talk about. It's so weird. This has just been like a really weird week. Usually the week between Christmas and New Year's, there's nothing going on. But not this year. I feel like the foot is on the accelerator and we're just hurtling towards the cliff. It's just crazy. Let's talk about that, shall we? There's just so much going on, and the best person to talk about everything going on, Carol Markowitz, New York Post columnist. You can find her at K-A-R-O L. Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. It was such a great time to talk to you again. I love it.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one of the reasons I enjoy speaking with you, because this is true, you can talk about anything. It's amazing. it truly is. And it's because you work in media, obviously. It's your job to consume media. And that is one of the things I love. The other thing I love about you is you moved from New York City to Florida. And I just love people who have the ability to be able to do that. Clearly, the Post is allowing you to work remotely, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Which I was wondering if they would or if that would be okay. But I've seen more people in the wild with a New York Post in Florida than I think I've seen in New York.
In the wild.
It's like that. Yeah.
I love that. I will tell you, I lived in Washington, D.C. for 3 years and then 1 year worked remotely. And one of the things I missed is you can't get the New York Post. You can't get it. You have the Washington Post or USA Today. I'm like, oh, I'm not reading either one of those. So that was something that I really did miss that as well. So let me ask you, how different is life in Florida versus life in New York for you?
So it is different. I'm a lifelong New Yorker, so it was a big adjustment. But it's been amazing. It's not quite a year yet. We're coming up on a year on January 3rd, and it's been a really terrific year. I sleep better at night, not worrying about so many different things with my kids. And it's just been really terrific.
So, okay, all my friends, I'm not a big warm weather person, and I don't like to go where everybody else is going. I'm not a follower, because then I'm going to feel like I'm crowded. I don't want to have to deal with it. But everybody's like, oh, you should move to Florida for the weather. I'm like, well, you live in an air-conditioned house. You get into an air-conditioned car to go to an air-conditioned restaurant. You're never in the weather.
Well, I don't know. I love warm weather. I'm a real beach person, so this was a great move for me. In fact, we only considered places that were on the ocean. I need the ocean. So I love it. And we just came back from a week in Tennessee and North Carolina, and it was terrific. We really had such a great time. I had never been to Tennessee before. It was really amazing. Actually, I've been to Nashville, but we went to the Rocky Mountains. Smoky Mountains, and it was amazing. And it was so cold, Mary. I don't know how people live like this. We were layered in every cold weather item that we had brought with us. And we're just last night landing back in Florida. My 7-year-old ran outside into the 70 degrees. Like, oh, yes, we're back.
Yes. See, you know, that is one of the things you talk about traveling. That's one of the gifts of COVID, I think, is that I think we've seen migration and travel within the United States more than we have ever seen before. Maybe during, like, the Great Expansion West, you know, people did it. But I think we're seeing people, you know, saying, hey, guess what? We're moving to Tennessee. You never would have heard that 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
People are like, why are you moving to Tennessee, right? So I think that is one of the gifts that we're becoming more mobile within the country, and it's fascinating to watch the choices people are making. People are choosing to move to red states. So Florida, I think, is a little bit of an anomaly where people are moving from blue states to red states, but they're not turning Florida blue.
No,
How does that? How come? Why doesn't that? Yeah. Why doesn't that happen?
I think we're seeing a real realignment caused by not COVID, but the reaction to COVID. I think it exposed so many things for so many people. You know, I always say that our family couldn't unsee what we saw during COVID. We saw our neighbors who marched for equity not care that schools didn't open in the poorest communities in New York City, but they got their kids a tutor or formed a pod or sent their kids to private school or moved to their beach house and sent the kids to school there and didn't care at all that the other kids couldn't do that. We saw so many things like that, and we just couldn't live with it anymore. So it was things like that that were exposed during COVID that forced people out the door. I think they looked around and said, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this. And I'll tell you, in Florida, first of all, there's so many new people. I really feel blessed that the Floridians have taken us in this way. I don't feel like there's been a negative reaction. I think that they make jokes like, you know, can the people from New York please stop honking? Which, yes, there's no honking here. It's like people just don't honk at red lights, you know, the second the light turns green. And it's been great. But I would say that the first question is, you know, when did you get here? Where are you from? And everybody knows that we're voting a certain way. And you could see that in the results of Ron DeSantis' landslide
right.
victory. It happened because all these people moved down, said, we're not moving to bring our ridiculous politics with us. We're moving to maintain what Florida has built. We're really grateful for it. We're grateful that we got to go somewhere normal at a really insane time. And we're going to preserve that with you. So everybody I've met in Florida who has moved here during the last, you know, almost 3 years during the time of COVID is a conservative, 100% of the people.
Yeah, it's conservatives fleeing what they created, as opposed to other states. I look at like Montana, I look at North Carolina, Texas to a certain degree. It's people moving out of New York and California who aren't necessarily conservative, but they're just fleeing the high taxes and the crummy schools and the lockdowns and all that other stuff.
Right.
And we're seeing it in New Jersey. Because New Jersey's beaches were open during COVID, New York's weren't.
Yeah,
they came
yeah.
down here. They're like, wow, this is great. And now they're moving here, and they're paying a ridiculous amount of money for property.
Mm-hmm.
And they're knocking down the cute house that was on it and building these, you know, IKEA box things. And and they're wearing their masks, and they're bringing their New York with them and their voting habits. So what's happening in Florida, I kind of view as an anomaly versus what is happening in other states where it's the liberals fleeing, and they don't
right.
connect their politics to what they're leaving.
So I wonder why that is. I know that Florida has been particularly focused on sending the message of, we have something good here, you better not mess it up. We moved in January, and a few months later, we got a flyer from the Florida Republican Party being like, welcome, just don't forget why you're here and, you know, what you've left. And I wonder if other Republican parties do that, because it really was a cool ad. It was like, you know, we're glad you're here now, you know, preserve what we've built together here. And I think other states should send that message also. It's tough because, you know, how are you going to stop people from moving out? But if the politicians who were elected to preserve a certain standard of life in these states keep pushing the policies that they were pushing all along, like Ron DeSantis is, I think it'll attract the people who want that sanity, who want that more conservative life, and who want those politics.
Yeah.
So if the states, I get it, especially in places like New Jersey, I know that they're getting this influx from New York. I see it. I hope it doesn't make the state bluer. I had some hope during the last gubernatorial election in New Jersey that maybe it was heading in the right direction. Maybe it was picking up conservative New Yorkers who wanted to do the right thing, but, you know, remains to be seen.
Yeah, no, I it's not changing. I thought the last election was a turning point as well. Since we're talking about Florida, we're talking about schools. How much of a game changer was 21-22 and COVID and changing our schools?
Mm-hmm.
And because I think it was just an earthquake that happened with COVID. That was one
yeah.
of the gifts of the pandemic.
I agree. In places that were ready to make changes, or who were ready to accept the information that they had learned during COVID and would run with it. So I still hear a lot from people in New York City, and they're not making the correct changes. They saw what happened. They see all the people leaving, but they're still under the thumb of these teachers unions, and they are not going to adjust anything. They're going to continue with these leftist indoctrination camps that are the schools and not make any kind of moves that were exposed during COVID and not make any moves because of that. So I think that across the country, parents woke up and saw something and were ready to get involved and change their kids' school. But I do worry for these very blue areas that are going to continue to do what they've done and not make any changes.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got Boston, for instance, going to decide by tomorrow if the Boston School District is going
right.
to require masking for 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they were home with other people.
Right.
You know, there's a very people-y
right.
for them, you know, while during Christmas break. So, we've got flu, we've got COVID, you've got RSV. People are getting more of these things now because we sat at home for two
right.
years masked up, you know, bathing ourselves in disinfectant. And that's what happens because you don't get the little, you know, you don't get things little and you're out for a week and that's it.
Exactly.
Now I've got the acquired immunity. This
yeah.
is expected.
That's- That's exactly it. And it's amazing because it's only targeting kids, right? You never get like, oh, the older set who are actually at risk, you know, the 70 plus, we're going to ask you all to wear masks for the next few weeks because we know you've been around these dirty, you know, virus ridden children over Christmas. It's always targeted at this very low risk group who we know have been low risk. This is not like information we just discovered. We knew this in 2020. And the fact that we continue to only target the children is it makes people believe that it's not about the virus, that it's about something else. It's about control. It's about the power that these people have over these kids, and being able to assert that power in this way makes it easier to assert the power in other ways. I don't know how these cities stand for it. I don't know how they keep accepting that this lowest risk group is the one that gets masked and the one who loses school time or the one who still has events outdoors. I hear from parents at the Brooklyn Public School that my sons had went to, and they say they're still having all their events outdoors. And they're not in Florida. It's not 70 degrees. It's 40 degrees, and they're still doing everything outdoors. It's crazy.
That makes the kids tougher. coming up, I want to ask you some questions about the Republicans and their messaging. You had mentioned, you know, you got this flyer in Florida. The mm-hmm. Republican Party is just ridiculous when it comes to messaging,
yeah.
And they're just wildly inept. I'm going to talk about changes that they should make to bring in Gen Z, younger voters, and also more independents into the party. So we'll do that coming up next with Carol Markowitz on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Luna is a Mastiff Retriever cross and fell off a cliff in Victoria, BC, Canada. This amazing dog survived for a week while trapped alone on the edge of a cliff. Her owners think Luna chased an animal out of the yard and got lost, somehow falling off the cliff and landing on a very narrow ledge where she stayed by herself until searchers found her. Luna's humans say they were looking for days, and finally someone across the water heard her cries for help. He recorded her barks and sent it to a pet rescue group called Rome. After searching land and water, the team finally found Luna and used a harness to get her to safety. The man who recorded Luna's barking says he was happy to help because his own dog had recently passed away. It motivated him even more to get Luna back to her humans. Luna, we're so glad you're back home and safe. To everyone that helped find her, you all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with music group Chapel Heart. The group walked the red carpet at the CMAs, and I spoke with them about their journey from America's Got Talent to here.
We've made our Grand Ole Opry debut. We released a song with Darius Rucker. South Mississippi proclaimed a week in September as Chapel Heart Week. I'm still not even sure what to do with a week.
We just announced our very first headlining theater tour for next year, so we are just so excited, all the things that are happening.
They collaborated with Darius Rucker on the song Old Church Hymn.
Darius is the most amazing human being you will ever meet. Let me just say, he has the best laugh in the entire world.
As for that headlining theater tour, they shared what their vision is for it.
We're going to be spreading love and joy and happiness and country music.
Lots and lots of special guests on the Glory Days tour.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Mary Walter, and for Brian Kilmeade, we're joined by Carol Markowitz, New York Post columnist. Follow her on Twitter, at Carol, with a K, K-A-R-O-L. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Mary Walter Radio. Thank you again for staying with me. I appreciate this. We're talking about what Republicans can do in 2023. You mentioned in Florida, the Republican Party down there, you know, sent you a nice letter. Welcome to Florida. Please remember why you moved here. But there is a new poll out by the Associated Press, and I don't know if you've seen it, but they're finding that independents are leaving the Democrats. Between they lost 10% of support among independents in from 20 to 22. So that's a lot. In 2 years, they lost 10% of support, but Republicans only gained 1%. So where are they going, and why aren't the Republicans picking these people up? What's happening?
Oh, Mary, the Republican Party, if I could just, you know, spend 3 days talking about all the problems that they have. I think that the main thing is that so much of Republican policy is reactive. And I think what we're seeing in Florida is a governor who is not reactive. He's proactive. He does things that he knows that people want. And he is not waiting for the Democrats to pitch him something so that he could respond. So it's been really great watching that in action. But the other thing is that throughout this whole midterm election, I watched the Republicans not capitalize on any of the extremely popular issues that people actually like them for. So, for example, one of the things that I keep pointing out is that before the election, Chuck Schumer said that they want to legalize every single illegal immigrant who's in the country. Not like just dreamers who were brought here as kids by their parents. No, you know, story like that. This was before the runoff in Georgia. I'm sorry, not before the election. And yet the Republicans did not use that in Georgia at all. They didn't say, like, that the Democrat in Georgia would be an additional vote for the Chuck Schumer plan of legalizing every single illegal immigrant that's in the country, which is essentially open borders, and everybody should accept that. I think that there's so much the Republicans are not doing like that, where illegal immigration is just such a great example, because everybody wants a secure border. Everybody, even, you know, people on the left want a secure border. Ask Bernie Sanders, you know, who said that if we open the borders, everybody in the world is going to come here because there's so much poverty in the world. Bernie said that. And the Republicans don't capitalize on that at all. They don't say that we
we want to secure the border. We want to make sure that nobody comes in here illegally. They don't do any of that. And there's so many other messages that they could be sending to people to say, we're the party of sanity. We're the party of normalcy. Instead, they keep running these biography candidates who nobody cares about a candidate's biography. It's just, it's a side note in what they're going to do. Like, what they're going to do is first. Who they are is a distant, distant second.
So why is that? Why are they so poor? And who gets the blame for this? There's a two-pronged thing that I've noticed. Republicans do not support their candidates. They just don't. You look at Fetterman. Democrats acted like, you know, he's on Jeopardy next week. They never, ever criticized that man at all. Mitch McConnell's up there saying, well, you know, we don't have the best candidates in these states. And that's why he pulled money from them. You know, you mentioned New Jersey. Jack Cittarelli, did a high-profile Republican come to New Jersey to campaign for him? No.
Yeah. Right. So nobody thought he was going to win, and they didn't think it was going to be close, so they didn't even try, which is the worst way to run elections. They should try to be competitive in every single state. And I think, you know, for a New Jersey Republican to watch that race and see that the national party did not step in at all and see how close it was, it's just such a heartbreaker. And it's like, you get to the point where you're like, what is this for? What's the point? Why do I leave my house to go vote when nobody supports us at all? And I see this happening around the country. I think it is Mitch McConnell, but it's also a lot of other people who I think have made it so these elections don't seem to matter to people. And that's just a terrible way to go about it. I think that, like, so going back to the Chuck Schumer example, it's like, you know, well, what difference does it make what Chuck Schumer said in Georgia? Well, this is a vote for Chuck Schumer's plans in the Senate, and you have to draw that line for people. You have to draw that picture for them and say, do you want this? Because this man will be supporting this, and Republicans just don't draw that connection for people.
Yeah, so very quickly, I have a minute. Who needs to go?
Oh. Everybody. I think everybody needs to go. Anybody who was responsible for the midterm not being a blowout. I think it went okay, the midterm, but I think that it could have gone far, far better. And I think anybody who was in the roles that, were responsible for electoral wins and didn't get there needs to go. It's not that complicated. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean we hate them. It means that we could do better.
Absolutely. Carol Markowitz, thank you so much. Have a wonderful New Year in sunny Florida. And thank you for joining me on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year and to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now, the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad, perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Threats, out. You're done. That's it. We should have no tolerance for that in our schools. And bullying as well. Bullying needs to be addressed, and there need to be sit down, and parents need to be involved, and it has to be handled. But this guy, and he has since admitted that, it was bullying. And he said it was with the sole intention of entertaining his friends, and he admits that the posts were juvenile and offensive. Yeah, because you've been expelled. So expelling these kids because they post something racist, so now the precedent has been set that they can be expelled for this. And then you have Whoopi Goldberg. ABC is coming under fire. Whoopi Goldberg. Now, she brought back comments. She doubled down on some comments that she made earlier. Whoopi Goldberg, it's a flashback to January 31st. This is cut 17, Justin. January 31st, where she made some comments on The View about the Holocaust.
The Holocaust isn't about race.
No,
it's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. I was saying you can't call this racism. This was evil. Mm-hmm. This wasn't based on the skin. You couldn't tell who was Jewish. But it is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race.
Now, you notice in there, Sonny Hostin said, Sonny Hostin agreed with Whoopi and said, no, when she was saying it's not about race. No, it's not about race. So she doubled down. She wound up with a 2-week suspension because of the uproar over the first time she said it. But in a recent interview with the Sunday Times of London, she defended the remarks that she made in January that you just heard. And she said she doesn't believe the Jewish race exists. She said you couldn't tell a Jew on a street, you could find me, but you can't find them. Now, since the interview ran, there have been growing calls for her to apologize again, and the hashtag #FireWhoopi is appearing on social media. Now, the tweet has since been deleted. She apologized on air, and she issued a tweet on Twitter at the time saying, I'm sorry for the hurt I have caused, but the tweet has since been deleted. And if you've ever seen the apologies they issue on The View, these legal statements they have to read, they mock them, they laugh at them, they don't take them seriously at all, and they've never been called to the carpet because of that. And I'm curious, should Whoopi be fired, number one? But here's another angle to this. This is another part of this. And it's 866-408-7669. Should these kids have been suspended because of racism? Now, they should have been suspended for threatening or thrown out of school, expelled for threatening and bullying. I have no problem with that. Maybe suspended for bullying, but threats, you're out. But for racism, you know, you said something racist. And here's why I ask that. If you're on Twitter, I cannot tell you the number of times a person of color has called me a racist because they just disagree with what I said. And I'll come back at them and say, here's the deal. I want you to screenshot, copy and paste what I have said to you that is racist. Either that or apologize. And I get nothing. And they double down and they start swearing at me. But in my book, calling someone a racist is a horrible thing. It's defamation, because we take racism very seriously now in this country. People's lives have been ruined by the mere allegation. And I just don't think you should have to wait until someone's life is ruined because you made the allegation in order for there to be some kind of repercussion. I just don't think we should be throwing around the racism allegation as freely as we do. I just don't. 866-408-7669. I, for one, you know, in the beginning when people are like, oh, you're racist, I'm like, yeah, I'm racist, I'm homophobic, I'm Islamophobic, I'm a misogynist, blah, 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 blah. Let's get it all out of the way. But the total abandon, that's what, like, I'm trying to look for the word, the casuality of certain people, a lot of them, in this country who, because you're white and you have an opinion with which they disagree, they just label you a racist and they all pile on, to me, is dangerous. And I don't think we should be tolerating that. We need it, it takes away from the gravity that is true racism. When everyone is racist, no one is racist. But the problem is now we're using this this idea that all white people are racist. They just are because I disagree with them or because they exist. They're racist for basis for things like reparations and for we're putting it into, you know, what they call reverse racism. But it's just tolerance of racism on the other side. I'm sorry, you don't get you can't be involved in a program for, you know, COVID payments because you're white. This is only for minorities. You're starting to see a lot of that pop up now. And I think that comes from this idea that it's okay to call white people racists. It's okay to be a racist against white people. And I just don't think that that's the way we go because then, like I said, if everybody's racist, then nobody's racist. 866-408-7669. I don't know. I think maybe just somebody needs to sue one of these random Twitter people who come after them for calling them racist and not backing down and doubling down on it with no proof whatsoever because they didn't say anything racist and just sue them into next week. I'll do it if anybody has I'm in a current Twitter spat with somebody about that. And I'm just ignoring them now. They don't, I didn't block them. I muted them so they have no idea. which I do find to be very, very satisfying. All right, let's go to Coral Springs, Florida. Annette, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I don't think Whoopi Goldberg should be fired over this. She's not saying she supports what Hitler did. What she doesn't seem to understand is, while it's true, Jewish people are not a separate racial group, but Hitler thought they were. He had this idea of the Aryan race being the superior race with the blonde hair, even though he didn't look anything like that. So Whoopi Goldberg is just not getting it, and I don't think, look, in my own opinion, she may be an EGOT winner, but I would not say she's the most intelligent person I've ever heard of or not, you know, I never met her or anything like that. She just doesn't get it, and she's probably incapable of learning what Hitler really was about. If she read anything about him, she would know that Hitler considered Jews an inferior race, and he considered black people an inferior race.
Right. Yeah. No, you know, you make a good point. Thank you for kicking it off. Have a great new year. Appreciate you joining us. But here's the thing. I don't want to give Whoopi any grace. Whoopi would not give a white person grace for saying something inartfully or just not getting it, not understanding. She would be cheering with Sonny Hostin to have their lives ruined. So they've set the bar. And when it comes back and bites them in the butt, I don't think we should sit here and say, oh, well, you know, we should give them some grace. They give no grace to anyone else. There is no nuance whatsoever. Look what they did to poor Paula Deen. I still don't watch the Food Network because of that. Right? She was ruined, and they jumped on her, and they tore the body apart. They didn't say, well, let's put it into context. There was none of that. So why should we put Whoopi's comments into context? And should calling someone a racist on a social media platform where everybody can read it, should that be like something, I don't know. I don't know how you would handle that. But it seems to me to be a very defamatory statement that you can't back up. And, you know, yeah, I want Twitter to be free speech. I want social media to be free speech. But I also don't think, you know, you can be throwing the N-word around, if regardless of your skin color, if something is offensive, it's offensive, right? If something's wrong, it's wrong, regardless of the color of your skin. But I think the pendulum's got to swing both ways. All right, I'll get your calls coming up, 866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The world's oldest pen pals make today's Dean's List. Jeff Banks from Devon, England, and American Celesta Byrne from New Jersey started writing to each other in 1938 when they were just 16 years old. It started out as an educational project that wanted to connect British and American students. 84 years later, at 100 years young, they are still writing letters to each other. Jeff is a former engineer that says he kept in touch during World War II. When he was serving as a mechanic. And then when email came around a few decades ago, they started communicating that way. Recently, the pair had their first official Zoom call. Jeff and Celesta say they chat about their lives and their families, never forgetting birthday cards and Christmas cards. They've met a couple of times when Jeff visited New York City when he turned 80, and then 2 years later when Celesta invited him to come to New Jersey to meet for lunch. Celesta and Jeff, thank you for sharing your sweet story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Mayim Bialik. The last episode of Call Me Kat with late actor Leslie Jordan recently aired. Bialik reflected on how it was a special one for him.
First of all, it was directed by Ren Bell, who was formerly our dialogue coach on Call Me Kat. It was his very first episode of television he had ever directed, especially for this episode where Leslie had his first on-screen kiss. I didn't realize that he had never had an on-screen kiss.
Bialik shared how she loves to describe Jordan when people ask.
He was like exactly what you wish that he was like. He was hilarious. Like, things that he said sounded like they had been written, you know, with 3 weeks of writing time. He had an amazing optimism about him. I interviewed him on my podcast when Call Me Kat started, and the episode for me is such a reminder of the complexity that was Leslie Jordan, because we see him as this like fun guy, and you know, he's always making us laugh and he's so goofy. There was a real person under there with a lot of depth and a lot of history.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mary Walter in for Brian Kilmeade, 866-408-7669. Talk about racism in this country and how, you know, Whoopi Goldberg doubles down on something that got her suspended for 2 weeks and doesn't learn the lesson. Throwing the term racism around at white people with whom you disagree seems to be totally acceptable and accelerating. And I think it's defamatory because it's a very serious accusation. It's not something that should be taken lightly. And also, you know, it doesn't even kind of, it dilutes the severity of actual racism when everybody's a racist just because you guys disagree. You know, there's a disagreement. And what if he happens to be white? Well, you're automatically racist. 866-408-7669 in Los Angeles. Kenyatta, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hi, Mary. Listen, I wanted to tell you that you're a great stand-in, if for lack of a better term, for Brian. And I agree with you. I'm a 6'3", 180-pound black man. I agree with you that the term racist is thrown around way too much. However, I think that, as Socrates said, that the beginning of wisdom is the definition of terms. You know, people can be bigots. They can be prejudiced. But that doesn't necessarily make them racist, because racism implies power. And race is a European construct. For instance, I'm prejudiced against stupid people.
Oh, my gosh, so am I. Oh, yes. I honestly, seriously, I wish there was a way we could mark them so that I don't have to deal with them.
I mean, I am. I don't care what flavor they are, but there is some truth. But no, really, there's some truth, though.
Yeah.
And what Whoopi Goldberg said in terms of when I walk into a courtroom, which I've walked into many of them in my life, everyone can see there's that 6'3" black man. Certain conclusions are drawn, certain stereotypes, whether conscious or unconscious, or applied. When I look, if that person is Jewish, I don't necessarily know that any more than I would know if they were gay. So what I'm trying to, you know, take Kanye West's recent comments. Kanye West became famous and made a fortune by throwing around the N-word and the B-word. And people paid him lots of money to do that and applauded him for doing that, made him a celebrity for doing that. But when he said something anti-Semitic, it became an issue. And all I'm saying here is that folks need to really think about how these terms are being thrown around. And so what it's a circuitous way of saying, I agree with you, but we need to really think about the words that we use and how we use them.
100%. And by the way, if I saw you walk into a courtroom or somewhere, I would be like, oh, I'm going to go stand by him, because if things go south, I'm going with the big guy. So I would draw some conclusions in that way, because I'm no dummy. But thank you very much. I appreciate you joining me and having a reasoned, sensible conversation, and have a blessed 2023. Lots of luck in the new year. Thank you. So, the term bigotry, he's 100% right. You have to define things. Most people don't know what the term bigot means. It's a state, an attitude, a state of mind, or behavior characteristic of a bigot, which is intolerance. Bigotry is intolerance. So when you are intolerant of a different opinion, you are a bigot. But they don't know. Narrow-mindedness, synonyms, mindedness, prejudice, intolerance. It doesn't mean racist. It means intolerance. So if you are intolerant of my opinion, let's say immigration, if you're for closed borders, which is what I got into it on Twitter on, which was the latest go-round of a bunch of people of color calling me a bigot, calling me a racist, is if you're for closed borders, you're against black and brown people having free reign to just walk. It should be one world. And you're only against people, you know, black and brown people coming in. You're a racist. And that's not what I said. I said I'm against just people being able to walk into a country. And you disagree with me. You're a bigot. But they throw the term racist at everything to get you to back down. And it's a very harmful term, because people lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods. Their whole lives are destroyed if that takes hold. And afterwards, we're like, oh, yeah, sorry, or bad, and you're done. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Liza, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
In terms of Whoopi saying the what happened to in the Holocaust, that was very horrible, what happened there. And it was racist. I think, I don't know when this brown color came out, but I know I heard it from her. She actually said that black people and brown people, and I'm Hispanic. I am very light. I'm often confused as a Caucasian person, and people treat me very differently, and some black folks, they do. And I don't think that, I think that she's trying to establish a color code as a white, brown, and black. And that's divisive. That brings the whole nation to be divisive.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that. I believe that everybody has a different culture. Everybody knows that America is built in different cultures. And we make America. That's what we do. But she wants to actually put it in a way that it's racist. And I don't care if anybody calls me racist. I am not. You can call me anything you want, but I'm not. And as long as I know that I'm not, I'm fine with it. But she needs to be fired. She needs to actually, she should resign to make it look better.
There you go. Yeah, save face and resign. Here's the thing is that, yeah, it doesn't bother me when people call me racist. I used to ignore it, but I'm getting tired of it. And if enough people do it and they all pile on and they're all calling you that, I think you got to be careful because it really can ruin somebody's life. Liza, have a wonderful, wonderful 2023. And thank you for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I am Mary Walter, sitting in a seat for Brian Kilmeade.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New Year's makes it to North America. The ball in Times Square, New York City, dropped exactly at midnight Eastern time as thousands cheered the arrival of 2023 in the rain. Former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland says the Democrats' lax enforcement of the southern border has allowed drug cartels to flood the country with illegal drugs.
So the drugs are made in China. They're brought across the border by the drug cartels, and then they're all across the American country, to the point where one American dies every 7 minutes from fentanyl poisoning.
On the Salem Radio Network, McFarland notes that amounts to a nationwide death toll each year. That's twice the number of all Americans lost in the entire Vietnam War. A powerful storm brought drenching rain or heavy snowfall to much of California Saturday, snarling traffic, closing highways. as the state prepared to usher in the new year. In the high Sierra Nevada, as much as 2 feet of snow could accumulate into early Sunday. Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott is demanding answers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics over just what appears to be a false claim of a massive job growth under President Biden.
Senator Scott has penned a letter to the Bureau citing a report by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve that says only 10,500 new jobs were created in the second quarter, not the 1,111,000 reported by the government. Scott told the Bureau it appears to be what he calls a massive and consequential failure, one that, in his words, has misled the American people and covered up the damage done to the American economy by President Biden's anti-business, pro-government agenda. Scott vowing that he will not rest until the American people can be assured they're getting accurate information about the economy from the Biden administration. Biden reporting.
And you can check out the latest news, read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An arrest in the killings of four University of Idaho students found stabbed to death more than a month ago.
28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger was arrested early Friday morning by the Pennsylvania State Police at a home in Chestnut Hill Township. Investigators believe Kohlberger broke into the students' rental home near campus in Moscow, Idaho, sometime in the early morning hours of November 13th with the intent to commit murder. Kohlberger is being held without bond in Pennsylvania and will be held without bond in Idaho once he is returned. He faces charges of first-degree murder and felony burglary. Kohlberger is a Ph.D. student in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. The school is a short drive across the state line from the University of Idaho. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines returned to relatively normal flying schedules Friday as the focus now shifts to making things right with what could be more than a million passengers inconvenienced. More at townhall.com. Pyongyang's at it again.
North Korea has fired three short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, the latest in a barrage of weapons tests. South Korea's military says it detected the launches from an area just south of Pyongyang Saturday morning. Some experts say North Korea is seeking to boost its leverage in future dealings with Washington. Saturday's launches come 5 days after North Korea flew drones into South Korea's airspace for the first time since 2017. Jason Walker reporting.
Major changes coming up in Alabama as of January 1st. It'll become the latest state to allow people to carry a concealed handgun without a state permit that requires a background check. The new law ends the requirement for a person to get a permit to legally carry in public. However, people can still choose to get a permit if they wish to do so. And you can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade. In for Brian, it's Mary Walter.
And welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. If you are just joining us, yes, I am Mary Walter, sitting in for one Brian Kilmeade. Tonight, 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time, you can catch my podcast, Mary Walter Radio, on YouTube and Getter Live. And this political podcast, as one would suspect, but on Tuesdays I have a non-political podcast. We talk about a lot of fun stuff, TV, like all different things. That is also 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time, also live on Getter and YouTube. Of course, if you miss either one of those, you can get the audio on Apple Podcasts and Spotify about 24 hours after the podcast airs. Just search for Mary Walter on both of those outlets. And if you're looking for me on YouTube, look for Mary Walter Radio. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mary Walter Radio as well. Love to have you. Love to see you. Let's welcome Bobby Brock here. He is a writer for OutKick. And Bobby, welcome to the show. Very interested in speaking with you today. I like some of your columns. Very interesting. We agree on a lot of stuff, which is scary. Hi.
Mary, I appreciate that. You know, when you write online, you don't get a lot of people saying they agree with you. Usually they get mad at you and call you names and all that stuff. So to hear you like it, that's a pretty positive way to start this Thursday morning.
Or maybe I'm subtly lying to you and I just don't really like you, but it's a way to disarm you, you know, with my feminine wiles.
Yeah, it's like when you head into a boxing match, your opponent talks nice to you at first, and then you come out with a blow, then all of a sudden it's just too late. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen that happen before.
So, one of the things, this is so timely. You have a piece up on OutKick about retailers being fed up with return Christmas gifts because it's getting harder and costlier for them to do this because they lose money on everything you return. And you did happen to mention blame the women who order medium and small in case of a last-minute diet. And gowns for our shortened return windows, right? Well, I am that woman who will, you know, order a size 4 and a size 6 just in case.
Yeah,
so am I part of the problem?
You are, unfortunately. So what's going on here, Mary, is that with the advent of online shopping and Amazon, people aren't trying on clothes from the store. So if they're deciding between a small and a medium and large, maybe red or black, they'll order both, then send one back. However, Amazon and these retailers, they're losing money on these returns because a lot of times they offer them for a discount and they have to resell them. And after the holiday season, the shopping and online purchases decrease, so they're not making their money back. So we learned this year through a variety of studies that retailers are actually changing their return policies a lot of times quietly. What they're doing is they're shortening the window of when you can return, and a lot of them are charging restocking fees. So you might not even know it, but you're getting less than 100% of your return. Now, get this. Estimates say $171 billion of merchandise is expected to be returned this holiday season, in part because of those people who are ordering multiple sizes of blouses, gowns, and sweaters.
Well, fine. If they would standardize their sizes, this could all be avoided. If the industry, the clothing industry for women, would standardize their sizes like they do for men. Men, you buy a pair of pants at your waist size and your inseam. That's it, right? Women, a size 4 in one is a size 2 in another, is a size 8 in another. So, you know what? I blame them.
Yeah, and look, I hated to single out women. It wasn't my intention, but I got thinking, I had to be honest. I didn't think men were as big of a problem. So if I offend anybody, they got to forgive me for just telling the truth. And it sounds like you support my truth.
I do support your truth because I do have to do it just because of the way that they size clothes. And I'm that person who usually goes to the store to try stuff on anyway because I can't be bothered. But you can't always do that. I have to say, one of the things that I saw, I will never forget, I was standing in line at one of the big box retailers to return, an article of clothes. I forget what it was. It didn't fit. And because you can't try them on because they apparently frown on you stripping down in the aisle at Costco and BJ's to try clothing on. Who knew?
They do. They do.
Yeah, they apparently get very testy. So I was returning something, and there were two people in front of me, because that line is interminably long. Like, it's just a ridiculously long line. These two guys are returning, I kid you not, an ironing board. This ironing board looked like they picked it up. They saw it. Someone was throwing it out. It was on the side of the road, and it was bent, rusted. It was just a disaster. They're returning this thing, and this poor woman behind the checkout is like, "Do you have a receipt?" I'm like, and I looked. I wanted to look at her and say, "Really? Do you really think there's a receipt for this? This thing's several years old. It's rusted, for God's sakes." They took it back. Why do retailers? This is part of the problem. Is the retailers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and some of it too is just reckless on their part of, like you said, the retailers and their policy. On average, they often lose $15 per return, and often have to resell that return product for 30% lower. So accepting some of these returns, as they've done so much over the past 5, 10, 15 years, has really created a problem. And it really expands beyond just Christmas. I believe last year there was almost $800 billion of returns. Now, they got some of that money back because they resold some of it, but not at the same price. So it's become a losing proposition for retailers across the country, particularly ones that sell clothing and non-electronic products. Those are much harder to make your money back. And it's unfortunate for people like me who are poor Christmas shoppers, because I always assume that my family members are just returning everything I buy. So I've been trying to buy electronics for them over the past 2 years, so they're less likely to return it.
Just get the gift that keeps on giving. Get them a gift card. Okay, so let's talk about Twitter and censoring. So Elon Musk has now declared that Twitter will follow the science and promote questioning, which is hard because the sainted Dr. Fauci is science. So I don't know how he's going to feel about being questioned. There are some on Twitter, a lot of people hailed this, thought it was a great thing. But it's interesting that people, like a lot of journalists, quote-unquote journalists, are questioning in this. You know, New York Times contributor Wajahat Ali said something a really dumb person would tweet, another alleged journalist. By reasoned questioning, Elon Musk means clown car conspiracy theorist drivel, and on. This is a good thing, right, that we're going to be allowed to question science?
Of course. I argued pretty early on during COVID that I thought the biggest issue that we had as a society was the lack of being able to question what our experts and leaders, and I say both of those terms in air quotes, had to say. I always say the biggest threat to established figures and leadership is not opinions. You can easily dismiss one's opinion, label them conspiracy theorists, but what's threatening to them is asking them questions that they therefore do not want to answer or cannot answer. And this is where the media failed so overtly during the early stages of COVID. Dr. Fauci appeared on network TV every single day, whether it be CNN, MSNBC, and the weekend, CBS, ABC. And these anchors, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, they refused to ask him the tough questions. They just put him on there to whack eloquently about the ideas he wanted to promote. They never questioned him on the science, the effectiveness of mRNA vaccines once we learned that they didn't stop the spread, like he said. And very few of them ever questioned him about the origin of COVID. Did it come from that lab? They just said, oh, yeah, well, it came from the bat because Dr. Fauci said that. So being able to ask questions is the best way to effectively reach the truth. And what's been going on, I'm actually writing a column on this right now, Mary, I believe that leadership, the press, the government, and big tech have worked together to intercept the flow of factual information. And the biggest reason they've been able to do that is because they limited the people that are willing to ask honest questions.
Yeah, we're coming up. We're going to talk more about that because I want to talk to you about other social media, not social, but platforms that are censoring or kicking users off because of, you know, social media posts or because they're with an organization they don't like. Groups like PayPal and other groups that are doing that as well. There are other censorship happening, and I don't know if Elon Musk can buy all of them, but I really wish he would. Like, I'll contribute to a fund for Elon Musk to buy all of them. So I'd like to delve into that coming up. So we'll do that with Bobby Brock from Outkick coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Calisthenics for your brain. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
If you've been injured in an accident and need cash now before your case settles, Oasis Financial can help. Last month, Oasis helped over 3,000 people. Why not you? If you have an attorney, call Oasis Financial today at 877-266-9107. It takes just 3 minutes to apply. And once you're approved, get $500 to $100,000 of your settlement in as little as 24 hours with no risk to you. That's right. Get $500 to $100,000 within one day. If you lose your case, you don't have to pay Oasis back, ever. So call Oasis today to see if you qualify at 877-266-9107. That's 877-266-9107. Call Oasis today at 877-266-9107. Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia.
This is Fox on Justice. Jenny Pearson's and hundreds of others kept their valuables at U.S. private vaults in Beverly Hills. But when she arrived one day last year to check her box, all she saw was a notice that the FBI had taken everything. Institute for Justice lawyer Robert Frommer filed a class action suit against the government.
The purpose of this search wasn't to keep people's property safe, but to try to steal it.
That's not what the FBI says. It obtained a search warrant to seize the boxes inside, alleging it was used as a hiding place for criminals, saying in a statement, quote, "The FBI stands by its ongoing investigation of U.S. private vaults, a business that criminally facilitated drug trafficking and money laundering." U.S. private vaults entered into a plea deal for the money laundering, but its owners got no jail time. The U.S. Attorney's Office has yet to file criminal charges against a single customer. A judge ruled the FBI did not violate any of their rights against illegal search and seizure. An appeal is likely. Wayne Lajeunesse, Fox News.
House call for health. For many, there's just one last big party of the year to go, New Year's Eve. Ringing in the new year often creates wonderful memories that'll last a lifetime. But if you drink too much, it could also create a hangover the next day. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism defines a hangover as a set of symptoms that can happen because you drank too much. They include fatigue, thirst, weakness, headache, stomach pain, nausea, sensitivity to light and sound, anxiety, and increased blood pressure, among others, lasting up to 24 hours or more. The causes of a hangover include dehydration, disrupted sleep, mini withdrawal, and inflammation. The Institute also says that despite remedies for hangovers online or social media, there are no scientifically proven effective ones. Only time can help, but you can take some over-the-counter pain relievers. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In for Brian Kilmeade. We're speaking with Bobby Barak. He writes for Outkick.com. You can follow him on Twitter at B-U-R-A-C-K, Barak Bobby, with an underscore after it. Clearly somebody else got your name before you, Bobby, because I can't believe that there's more than one Bobby Barak running around.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to forget about that hashtag or that underscore there, but yeah, you brought it up, so it kind of reminds me that somebody a long, long time ago pretended to be at Bobby Burr. I've been stuck with the lame underscore ever since. So speaking of Elon Musk, I think that should be atop his priority list, getting rid of the fake people that are pretending to be Bobby Burr.
That's okay. There was a Filipino actress named Mary Walter, and somehow, and she's been dead for a long time, and somebody beat me to her, to the handle Mary Walter on Truth Social, and it was her. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Is the fan base that big? Okay. Whatever. It is what it is. PayPal, they still have bans, and they're being called out for censorship because if they don't agree with who you are as a business, they will just deplatform you. And now you can't make money, and you can't, you've got to, at the last minute, scramble. Imagine if you have a business and your bank just says, yeah, we're not dealing with you anymore, and take your money and get out of here because we don't like your business. Imagine what that would do for your business. We're butting up against this idea of, well, I'm a private business. I can do whatever I want, and I don't like you, so I'm just not going to do business with you. We're butting up against that, and I just don't think it's a good thing that that's happening. On the other hand, I'm also a big fan of nobody should force you to deal with people you don't want to deal with, right?
Right. That argument about we're a private company or we're a private industry, we can do whatever we want, that was the argument that defenders of censorship on Twitter and Twitter itself argue for so long. But, Mary, we now know that's not true. Through various installments of Twitter files, there's definitive evidence that Twitter, previous Twitter ownership, acted on behalf of the DNC, the FBI, and the Biden administration. And as the Wall Street Journal first reported, when that happens, that's no longer a company acting as a private industry, but a state actor whom citizens and targets can sue for restricting their First Amendment rights, which is exactly what Twitter provided the government. The government can't, behalf of the Constitution, censor critics of their rule, but Twitter allowed them to do that by censoring people
right, at
the behest of the officials. So I have no doubt that places like PayPal are doing the same thing. Matt Taibbi, the fantastic independent journalist, he reported earlier this week that the government is in constant contact with all of these platforms, whether it be financial, video service, just social media, email. So when that happens right now, to me, it totally proves that we're a private company excuse completely mute. And I just find it so unfortunate because as time goes on, we are so reliant on these platforms, whether it be YouTube, Gmail, PayPal, the Cash App, and for them to act this way and have such control and govern with such a political bias, we really enter a dangerous space where our speech is really as limited as it's ever been, because never before have these companies had such a stranglehold on what we cannot say by virtue of censorship.
Now, so, and I think it takes a big investigation by Congress in order to do this, because you're right, it's the government. If PayPal is doing this because the government is saying, hey, you know, could you do this for us, this person, that we think this is, you know, disinformation or whatever the angle is that they use to shut them down, we need to have a huge government investigation. I only have 4 minutes, so I would like to jump real quickly to Whoopi Goldberg and the issue of racism. We were just having a conversation about that where, you know, I'm tired of being called racist just because a person of color disagrees with me.
Right.
You know, I'm getting tired of it. It's defamatory. It can ruin someone's career. It can ruin someone's life. Yet that seems to be A-okay. That seems to be fine to do that. You know, Whoopi Goldberg clearly has zero problem or even thought twice about doubling down on her claim that got her kicked off of The View for 2 weeks, which to Whoopi Goldberg, it's no big deal. She's a multimillionaire. Kick me off for 2 weeks. I'm going to go to an island somewhere. There just seems to be a double standard when it comes to this. And should Whoopi Goldberg be fired?
Yeah, I mean, this is really a fascinating issue. I don't think she should be fired because ABC News pays her for her opinions, often her misguided and really uneducated opinions. So I don't think she should be fired. But the bigger problem I have is just the type of hypocrite she is, talking about how the reaction to her Holocaust comment, that it wasn't rooted in race, or race was not the reason for the Holocaust. That's her calling that overblown, shows such disconnect between the public. And what's really going on here, Mary, is Whoopi Goldberg, and you saw it last week when she doubled down on these comments, she cannot believe ABC and the media would punish her and persecute her for her comments. As an elitist, far-left woman of color, she believes that she's untouchable and that she's off-limits for criticism, mm-hmm. thus her doubling down, because in her mind, she should never receive this type of treatment. So I think what's going on right now is she's showing her elitism and her hypocrisy by making the same comment and acting like people are the enemies by coming after her, because if this was anybody else making these comments, she'd be at the forefront of calling for their job, their career, and really their public status.
Yeah, I've become a big fan, and the left has done this to me, and the right to some extent, because they're so inept and so useless.
Right.
But I've become a big fan of, okay, these are the rules you want to play by. I think the rules are wrong, but okay, let's play by these rules. And then dealing with them exactly the way they deal with us.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way to look at it. And that goes back to the censorship, right? When Aaron Rupar and Keith Olbermann got kicked off for a day, there's the argument of, well, I'm against censorship, but by their rules, they should have been kicked off, so maybe you have no sympathy for them, which is exactly the case of Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, she had no sympathy for Sharon Osbourne, who was dubiously fired for non-offensive remarks, yet she's saying her offensive remarks should not be in the public discussion. And I think it just raises a bigger point of not only the double standard, but how certain people put themselves in a class where they're untouchable and they hold themselves up as heroes, where they get to decide who is untouchable and who should be punished, which is precisely the case of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, and the left, because they love these people, they're their heroes, the left has gone in, and we only have like a minute, not even a minute, but I just love the fact that, you know, the Bernie Sanders wing, the real radicals, the hippies back in the day, the 1960s, who were saying, don't trust the government, don't trust anybody over 30, are now telling me that I have to trust the government. It's amazing how it has all turned. Bobby Barak, Outkick. You can find him on Outkick.com. Follow him on Twitter, BarakBobby_. Some great, great columns. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a fantastic new year.
Mary, you too. Talk soon.
Thank you. I'm Mary Walter. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi. Hi, Bob Bedroff here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your old beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
opinions. Hear it all on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
I am Mary Walter, sitting in for Brian Kilmeade. Okay, Santa did his thing. Santa came and went. Got the new year right around the corner. So I want to know, what would you like to see the Republicans do in 2023? They take control of the House. They already blew the budget, right? Like, they already decided we're just going to do whatever Democrats want to do in the budget. They could have passed a continuing resolution. They could have maintained power. They handed it over like their lunch money every single day in Congress because Republicans are useless. But if Santa actually brought spines to people in Congress, wouldn't that be wonderful? What would you like to see them do in the new year? Like, what's your number one issue? Things like investigations of Hunter, Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden. You know, let's dig into their financials. You know what I would love? I would love to see them. Let's get their tax returns. They did it to Trump. They're releasing Trump's tax returns tomorrow. And I will tell you, mark my words, there's nothing in there. Because if there had been anything amiss in Trump's tax returns, it would have been leaked long before this, and it never was. And they're releasing, nothing has been leaked. They got their hands on them, right? And nothing was leaked out. That's how you know there is nothing in Trump's tax returns. Because if there was anything damaging, they would have been leaked. But what they're going to do is they're going to release his tax returns, and they're going to see, like, he didn't pay income tax. And the left, the uneducated people, are going to go, he didn't pay any taxes. And you're like, no, you big dummy. No income tax, because he didn't make any money. Remember, he donated all his pay back to the American people. Do you remember that? And if he didn't take dividends, he didn't make any money. See how that works? Well, he didn't pay any taxes. That's exactly what they're hoping for. You know, the perpetually uneducated class with opinions will spew them. So I would love to see something like that. I want to see some retaliation. I do. I know it is not healthy, and I know that what goes around comes around, but I would love to see karma dump a big truckload, like a big dump truck full of karma, back into the Capitol and dump it right in the middle of it. I want to see impeachment. I want to see Joe impeached. I want to see Mayorkas impeached. Both of them need to be impeached for what is happening on the southern border. They are refusing to enact the laws that are currently in place. And that we are under invasion. And the left goes, but it's not an invasion. No one's bombing you. Oh, so that's the definition of invasion. So if, you know, China just dropped off a couple of boatloads of people, you know, thousands and thousands of people. They all just happen to be Chinese soldiers. Maybe they're not carrying guns. They're bringing guns in on the southern border. But let's say that our soldiers aren't bringing guns, and they come into the country and they just dump them all off. That's not an invasion. So they dance around it. But what is happening on our southern border, in my brain, is impeachable. You're not enforcing the law that you swore you would enforce, uphold, right? You're not doing that. The fentanyl coming in is killing our children. The economy, you made your bed, you got to lie in it. What are you going to do to fix the problem that you just foisted upon us with this dumb omnibus bill? What are you doing with the economy? And, of course, immigration. I would fix it. The administration is saying, what's the Republicans' plan? What's the Republicans' plan? Because they refuse to enforce the laws that are already on the books. So all I keep hearing is, what's the Republicans' plan? From Karine Jean-Pierre, is probably on every page in her binder. A big binder she carries around with her. Like my grandmother used to carry her pocketbook because we swore she had the family silver in it. It's Karine Jean-Pierre with that binder. And all it says in it, what's the Republicans' plan? 866-408-7669. Okay, so if you actually got to talk to a member of Congress and say, okay, what are you doing? What do you want to ask them about? You get one question. What would you ask them? What is that issue that you want addressed? Just give me one issue that you want addressed and why you want that issue addressed. 866-408-7669. And as you can tell from me, there's a lot of frustration. Very frustrated with the Republican Party, which is why I refuse to register as a Republican. I never have. And in my state, the wonderful state of New Jersey, you cannot register as an independent. You can only be, quote unquote, unaffiliated. So I don't exist, and I can't vote in primaries in my state. Yeah, I could jump through the hoops and register as a Democrat to, like, kind of screw over their primary. Or I can register as a Republican and vote for the person I like. But I just refuse to do it. I'm not registering for the party. I vote for the person, not the party, because the Republican Party has let me down so many times, I cannot play for their team. I just can't. I'm not buying the jersey. 866-408-7669. Let's kick it off with Steve in Las Vegas. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you? I enjoy your show. Wanted to say that I think Congress should look into the Hunter Biden issue, and especially the 150 suspicious activity reports that were filled out. That would be one thing I would like to see them do. And the other thing is try to do something to counteract this nonsense of global warming and these green energy. It's nothing but a fraud. It always has been. There is no viable substitute for oil, and they know it. And you have to burn oil to generate electricity to fill these for the cars. The grids are all maxed out all over the country, and that's not going to be the solution. So that's something I'd love to see them work on, Mary.
I'm so glad you brought up. I didn't think about the green energy thing. We were driving to my brother's on Christmas Eve just to, have lunch with them and drop off presents, for my nieces and stuff like that. And there's a guy in a Tesla, and he was following us. And when you get off the parkway right there's a Tesla charging station. And it's got six spots right there, because it's not a big town. And they're there, and this guy goes to pull in. There's no place. There was a line coming out of that little parking lot, the charging area, to charge your Tesla.
Mary, could I regress back just for a second to another subject? I was on hold for a long time, man. I really enjoy your show. Could I regress back to a previous subject?
Very quickly, go ahead.
Okay, what you said about the people, not the workforce. Look at all the 18, 19, 20-year-old girls that are on YouTube and TikTok dancing around, singing, doing all this nonsense. That's why 3/4 of the workforce of the young people is tied up right now, and they're so used to making $500, $1,000, $2,000 a week for doing nonsense, they're not going to go work at Carl's Jr., Walmart, or Target, and that's a big problem. And also the people selling things on eBay and YouTube, and that's another thing, on Amazon. So that's part of the reason the workforce is so disproportionately diminished lately, I think.
That's interesting. I am glad you brought that up, Steve. Have a wonderful new year. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining me. He makes a good point to go back to that. Yes, you have these kids who are making a lot of money doing these videos, because they're going to be influencers, Okay, good for you. If they're legit making money, if their parents have them grounded and are teaching them to sock it away for when they're no longer young and cute and, relative, I think I don't have a problem with that. If you're working, you understand what it takes from it, fine. No problem. Make a budget. Good. Good for you. You're working. Great. It's great. I can accept that ways of making money have changed and more opportunities have opened. But I think with the feds going after anything over $600 is going to be a game changer as well. And you're going to see people pull back from eBay. I know plenty of people who used to sell stuff on eBay and aren't doing it anymore. People are going to pull back from eBay. People are going to pull back from selling things on Amazon because, you were making a couple $1,000, whatever it happened to be. It was like some extra money. And now the government's going to start taxing anything over $600. It's not going to be the same. Same thing with Etsy. People who are like a small little retailer, if they're not making a ton of money, they're going to pull back. They're going to pull off that. The government's going to kill that entrepreneurship with this $600 thing. More people to police how much money I'm making on Etsy, but nobody to police what's happening at the border, because priorities. Tony in Florida. Tony, here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Doing good. Go ahead. What do you want to see them investigate or do?
Well, basically, I heard a Marine on one of the talk shows the other day while I was driving, and he said, where are we going with all this? Nothing ever happens. Look at all the things we caught the Democrats doing. Look at what Hillary Clinton did, and nobody went after her for the server. All the things, Hunter Biden, nobody went after him. Nothing ever happened. I know that the Congress is supposed to go after Biden when the new guy takes over, if McCarthy takes over. But the real sad thing is that no matter what happens, no matter what they do, we all know on the right side, we all know that what they did was wrong. The real problem still lies, and it hasn't seemed to change, is the left media doesn't let anybody with the other side view ever hear any of the facts that we all hear on the left. So all the good things that you talk about on your talk show and the other talk show hosts on the conservative side speak about are all wonderful and true. But the mere fact that it really never gets to the ears of the ones who need to know that. You're preaching to the choir on our side most of the time, and nobody gets the message on the other side. I'm almost getting to the point now, Mary, where I believe, and I said this about 2 years ago, before the election fraud in 20, and before Carrie Lake and Blake got screwed out in Nevada, that we have no way of turning things around if they can keep cheating. And they keep cheating, and judges keep ruling against. There's no standing. There's no proof. It didn't change. It wouldn't change the effect of the election, et cetera, et cetera. I'm almost getting to believe, Mary, that we're moving towards secession. We're moving toward red states forming their own government and blue states kind of having to hang it on their own. And let me tell you, if blue states have to survive on their own, the way they give away money and the way they don't generate any revenue, they won't be around long anyway. I just don't know how that's done logistically and how you take the good military people with you. I just don't know if that's something that could be a reality.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear your frustration. I get it, Tony, because as I've said, you've heard me. I'm very, very frustrated, 100%. Nothing ever happens. You know, we have a two-tiered system of justice in this country, and that cannot stand. Because if you're on the conservative side and you do something even remotely wrong or something that, you know, they would get away with, you can burn down the city of Portland. You can barricade police officers in their police headquarters in Oregon and try to burn it down, and they drop all the charges against you. If you're a grandma who walked through open doors in the Capitol on January 6th, by the way, who opened the Columbus doors from inside? There were officers holding the doors open. We've seen the video, letting them in. We've seen the video. So these people walked in, took some pictures in Statuary Hall, and walked out, who didn't commit any violent offenses, have had years and years of losing their jobs and having their lives ruined, pre-dawn raids. They've had charges thrown against them, and they just capitulate to them because it's lawfare and their lives are being ruined. And that's applauded by parts of this country. That's okay. So the weaponization of the legal system as well plays into this. And I agree with you. Until there is a change and until there's some kind of evening out of the playing field here, I don't have high hopes of anything happening. I agree with you. Thank you so much. 866, oh, and Happy New Year. 866-408-7669 is my number. By the way, I'll be back with you tomorrow here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online. Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We crossed the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on foxnewspodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mary Walter in for Brian Kilmeade. So Santa has gone, and hopefully he left you everything you wished for. But I'm curious what you wish for from the Congress in the new year, especially the House. Investigations, is that on your wish list? Who would you like investigated? How about impeachment? That's a good one. Can they possibly do something with the economy? They've screwed themselves over being saddled with this omnibus bill. Can they do anything? What about immigration or whatever it happens to be? 866-408-7669. Let's head to South Carolina and Columbia. William, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing just great. So what do you want to see them do?
Well, there needs to be an investigation into this whole Hunter Biden thing, because that was swept under the rug. I don't really care that it got passed and the president, because that's in the past, but it does need to be done, and it needs to be handled correctly. And it doesn't need to be the farcical show of this January 6th garbage, because I'm sorry. Like you said a minute ago, people were let in there just like it was no tomorrow, and then wound up being charged when they had no part doing anything wrong. They were just thinking they were being allowed to do something. And the people who are perpetrating things, they should have done it. But impeachment, it's not on my market, because I'm sorry, it's silliness. They're never going to get it past the House. All it does is put an asterisk next to your president and waste our money, which we have surprisingly a lot less with that whole bill that you just talked about that just went through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope, and I'm really, I've been very disappointed in the Republicans. Again, I'm sounding like a broken record. Because when it comes to the January 6th people, as you said, you know, like they didn't do anything violent. They were let in the building, and a lot of them. Now, were there some violent actors? 100%. And the people who were violent do need to be punished. 100%. But I have a problem with some who are on the most wanted list and were let go, were let off the most wanted list. Why? One in particular who was telling people to go into the Capitol. Why? But the other ones, like the grandmas and things like that, who had to do prison time because they were in Statuary Hall because they walked through open doors. You know, the Republicans have been very silent except for Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louie Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, maybe one or two others. Those people have just been left, and that is not fair, and it's not right, and I really feel sorry for them, and I really hope the Republicans get the guts to do that. William, have a wonderful new year. Great speaking with you. I will be back with you tomorrow. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Don't forget, I have my podcast tonight, 7:15 p.m. live on YouTube and Getter. We talk politics, try to talk about some stories maybe you haven't heard, and you can get the audio on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So YouTube and Getter tonight live, and then the audio later. Or you could always go to YouTube and just watch whenever. So I wanted to share this story with you, just something a little funny, and I'm just going to say he's alive. Okay, he survived, so we can laugh about this, all right, because that's important. So in New Jersey, there's a bridge in Island, and I know exactly where this is, and it's only 8 foot 6 inches high, so it constantly floods. You try to over, you can get a little car, even like an SUV, you're like, oh God, am I going to make it under this bridge? So this guy, 82 years old, was being taken to the hospital by the rescue squad, the South Plainfield Rescue Squad ambulance. So it's from a town. You know where I'm going, don't you? So they hit the Parsonage Road underpass. It goes under an Amtrak bridge. The rear compartment of the ambulance, they hit the bridge. Everybody hits the bridge. Everybody hits this bridge. The ambulance hits it. And the back part of the ambulance where the compartment is, where the patient is, gets tilted backwards from the impact because it hit it at the top. So the top comes up, the top goes back, the bottom comes up. The rear doors open, and one Giovanni, 82 years old, slips out of the back of the vehicle strapped to the gurney. It was like a Benny Hill episode. It was Mr. Bean. He survived, thank God. But, of course, now he's suing. But he's suing for $20 million. Look, you're not going to spend $20 million in your lifetime, so I have a little problem with that. But I just wanted to share that with you because it's funny and it's great he survived. I'm Mary Walter, in for Brian Kilmeade.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.